Já é uma chupada para não começar a perder a caia. A gente não vai ver o que é uma pessoa, mas não sei o que é para
o mundo.
A gente não vai ver o que é uma pessoa, mas não sei o que é para o mundo. A gente não vai
ver o
que é uma pessoa, mas
não sei
o que é para o mundo. A gente não
vai ver o
que é uma pessoa, mas não sei o que é para o mundo. A gente não vai ver o que é uma pessoa, mas não sei o que é para o mundo. A gente
não
vai ver o que é uma pessoa, mas não sei o que é para o mundo. A gente não vai ver o que é uma pessoa, mas não sei
o que é para o mundo. A gente
não vai ver o que é uma pessoa, mas Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Milidam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sabidam Yena Bhutale Soyam Rubagadamahyam Dadadi Sobadandiyam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padagamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajadam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadudam Parijana Sahidam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalitam Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namahum Shrupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimade Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devim Gauravani Prajarini Nurvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshadarini Namahum Shrupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimade Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Namini Shri Varshabhana Videvi Daidaya Krabhavdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnanam Daini Prabhave Nama Madhuryo Jala Prayamadhyā Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostude Namaste Gauravani Shri Mutaye Dina Tarini Rupanuga Viruddhapa Siddhanta Dvandaharini Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambhode Padambujayade Nama Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanu Gavarayade Gaura Virbhava Bhumistvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhauvan Shri Jagannathayade Nama Vanchakalpadarubhyascha Krupasindubhyevacha Padidanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayade Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Nani Gauratvashe Nama Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavadaram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktasattvikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagalpade Gopesha Gopika Kamda Radha Kamda Namostude Jayadam Surado Vangor Mama Mandama Dergadi Matsarva Savadam Bhojo Radha Madana Mohanau Vrindaranya Kalpadrumada Srimandratnagara Simhasanastho Matyada Shila Govinda Devo Prashtalibi Sevyamanao Smarami Srimandra Sarasarambi Vamshi Vatadadastida Karshan Venuswanir Gobeir Govinatha Shriye Stunaha Taptakanjana Gaurangi Rathe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Haripriye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrunda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
ओम पाथायं प्रतिबोधिदां नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराण मुनीनां मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणी भगवतीमष्टादशाध्यायिनी अम्ब त्वामनुसन्धनामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी नमोऽस्तुते व्यासविशालबुद्धे फुल्लारविन्दाय नवत्रनेत्र येन त्वया भारततैलपूर्णप्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमयप्रदीप प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकबाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः सर्वोपनिषदो गावो दुग्धा गोपालनन्दन पार्थोवत्सुधीर्भोक्ता दुग्धम् गीतामृतम् महत् वसुदेवसुतम् देवम् कंसच्चाणूरमर्दनम् देवकी परमानन्दम् कृशं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम् भीष्मद्रोणतडा जयद्रथजला गान्धार नीलोल्पल शल्यग्राहवती कृपेण महनी कर्णेन वेलाकुला अश्वत्थामा विकर्णघोरमकरा दुर्योधनावर्तिनि सुतीर्ण खलु पाण्डवैरणनदी कैवर्तक केशव पाराशर्यवजसरोजममलम् गीतार्थगन्धोत्कटम् नानाख्यानकेसरम् हरिकथा सम्बोधना बोधितम् लोकैः सज्जनशल्पदैरहरः पेबीयमानम् मुदा भूयाद् भारतभङ्गजकलिमलप्रध्वम् सिनश्रेयसे मुखम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यल्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुदस्तन्वन्दि दिवैस्तवै वेदैर्सङ्गपदैर्क्रमौ वर्षदैर्गायन्ति यम् सामगाः ध्यानावस्थितद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनो यस्यान्दम् न विदुःसुरासुरगणैः देवाय तस्मै नमः सर्वत्र गोविन्द सङ्कीर्तनम् गोविन्द गोविन्द So Krishna's appearance, what we were discussing yesterday, comes up after this experience with Sri Parvati Durga Devi in the sky, and hearing her instructions, Kamsa had a change of heart. Kamsa decided that we should let Vasudeva and Devaki go, no more to be kept in the prison. So when he steps inside the prison and instructed his security men to relieve all the locks and chain everything, Vasudeva and Devaki standing there and looking at Kamsa with folded hands, with fear inside. But Kamsa says to them, there is no more necessity to be fearful about anything, and built a very nice house for them to stay and got them out from the prison. And you can imagine by then, Kamsa has gone back to his palace, probably during it's the middle of the night that he got there, isn't it? So Kamsa couldn't sleep after that. He wasn't getting sleep. And as soon as it became bright, he sent message to all his ministers. He has got a very good advisory council, this Kamsa has got. If you look at the list in the Bhagavatam, it is such a beautiful way they have put in there. And what's interesting about that list is, that list, you have to look at the second chapter, the first verse. Pralambam, Pralambasura, Bhagasura, Chanuran, Trinavartan, Mahashani, Mushtiga, Arishta, Divida, Pudana, Keshi, Denuga. This is the security council or the advisory council comes. You'll see the similar things mentioned in the Bhagavad in many places. So with all that advisory committee, Kamsa is saying to them that they are arrived in the morning. As soon as they were called, they arrived in the morning, and Kamsa mentioned to them all what happened the night before. In the middle of the night, how Vasudeva's Devaki had the baby, and this was a girl. Kamsa says to them, And I pulled her out and threw her out, and she went into the sky and started speaking from the sky. The whole incident, what happened in the whole night, comes and reported to the council what happened. So, and then he told them that actually our enemy is Vishnu. Vishnu is our enemy. But I have to imagine, think, he said, that he has not taken birth from Devaki. He may have born somewhere else, because that's the information I got from Shri Parvati, from the sky. So, this is how she has told me, Yugamaya, and that Kamsa reported to them, and then Kamsa asked for their advice. What do we do now? What's the next thing to do? They're saying there, evam hi tarhi bhojendra. The Bhagavatam, you will see that verse. That there's nothing to be worried about, the advisors are saying. Because that we know what we have to do. Mahavishnu has appeared somewhere. Let's do one thing. If he has appeared, it must have been appeared in the last few days, for the last 8 or 10 days' time. So let's do one thing. We'll kill all the children who were born in the last 10 days. Let our people go around everywhere and kill everybody, all the babies who were born in the last 10 days. And so, and if in those 10 days, if you kill everybody, Mahavishnu will finish in that. This was the plan. So, Yogamaya Devi, when she went into the sky, when she spoke from there, she has said that your killer, who is going to murder, kill you, has already appeared. That means appearance has already happened. And Kamsa says, she won't tell a lie like the other demigods. She was very honest about it, he said. So, one other person said, suppose Vishnu has appeared before 10 days. We are not only to take care of 10 days, babies who appear in the 10 days. But has he appeared before that? Then what do we do? We should kill everybody. That's the best thing. All the babies who are born in the recent time, kill them all. That's the solution. So, and in that case, it's more or less certain that Vishnu will be killed along with that. Vishnu's Chaitanya, the living force of Vishnu, will be killed in that way. And so, where is normally Vishnu present? This question came up. Vishnu's presence is normally is temples. Wherever religious activities are going on, homam, yagam, spiritual activities. Wherever brahmanas are conducting their spiritual activities, wherever cows are protected, goshalas and places like that, yajnam, danam, homam, all these places are where Vishnu is present. Vishnu's presence is there. So, best thing is to destroy them as well. All those places. Vishnu could be present in those places. So, initially it was decided that Putana took care of the responsibility of killing the children. And she is the in charge of going and killing all the children. And then they decided to set fire to all the temples, because then there won't be any more spiritual activities. And kill all the brahmanas as well, because they are the ones who actually encourages these things. And wherever any kind of other religious processes, activities are going on, destroy them as well. So, Kamsa gave responsibility to different ministers, these list what he has mentioned there, among them, and told them that they are responsible, and the meeting finished at that day there. Now, we have to see, Krishna's appearance has already happened, as we have seen, and now we shouldn't worry too much about what Kamsa's plans are. Shuka Brahmarshi says there, let Kamsa carry on with his plan. We should now go to Gokulam and see what's happening there with Krishna. So, after stopping the discussion from Mathura now, Sukabrahmashi is saying us to go to Gokulam, where the appearances happened, isn't it? And that means where Vasudeva was taken, Krishna put him there in Yashoda's home with Nanda Maharaj, and took from there Yogamaya Devi and was brought back to the prison, isn't it? So he's saying, Sukabrahmashi says, let's go to Yashoda's house now. See, let's what's happening there. And that is the next two chapters, for fifth and the sixth chapter. And we will discuss that later after that. Let's read through those two chapters. Om Namo Bhagavadeva Sudevaya, fifth chapter, 10:5. Shri Shukavaja, Nandastu Alpajamulpani, Jada Ahlado Mahamana, Ahuya Vipran Vedatyan Snada Shujiralam Krada, Vajayitva Sustainam Jadagar Malpajasyavai, Kare Amasavidival Pitradeva Archanam Tata. Denunam Nidedva Prada, Viprebisamalam Krade, Tiladrim Sapta Retna Oka Shada Kompabara Pradhan. Kalena snana shauja abhyam samskare stabase jaya shuddhyandidani sandushtya dravyani alpa alpa vidyaya saumangali giro vipra sudamagada vandina gayagasha jagur ne durbheryo dundhuvayo mohom vraja samrashta samsetta dwarajira grihandara chitra dvajabadagasa chailabellavatoranai gavo vrusha valsadara haridra tailarushida Vijitra dadu barhasragastra kanchana malina maharha vastrabharana kanjugoshnim shabushida gopasamaya yurajan nanopayana panaya gopyaschakarne mudida yashodaya sudolbhavam alpanambushayam chakrur vastra kalpanjana adibi Nava Kunguma Kinjalkam Mukhavangaja Bhutaya Belibisturida Jagmam Pradushronishchalal Kuchaha Gopya Sumrashtamani Kundala Nishkakandhya Chitrambaraha Padishika Chudamalya Varshaha Nandalayam Savalaya Prajadir Virejo Vyalola Kundala Payodhara Hara Shobhaha Ta Ashisha Prayunjanam Shiram Vahidi Jwalake Haridra Churnadailadbi Sinjandyo Janam Ujjagum Avadyanda Vijitrani Vaditrani Mahol Save Krishne Vishweshware Anande Nandasya Vrajamagade Gopa Parasparam Krishna, Dedichira Grida Ambhubi, Asinjando Vilim Bandonavini Desha Chichipo, Nando Mahamanastebio Vasolangara Gothanam, Sudamagadavandibio E. Anye Avidyoba Jivinam, Vidyoba Jivinam, Taise Kamira Dina Almaya Tojanama Pujail, Vishnora Athanarthaya, Sumutraso, Dayaja, Rohinija Mahabhaga, Nanda Govabi Nandida, Vajral Divasahas Divasasra Kantabranabushida Tada Arabdanandasya Vajra Sarva Samarthiman Hare Nivas Alpagune Rama Kedamapun Rupa Goban Gogula Rachayam Nirupya Madhiram Gada Nanda Kamsasya Varshikyam Karam Dadum Guru Dvaha Vasudevo Bashutya Bradaram Nanda Magadam Nyatwa Datagaram Ranye Yeya Utadava Mojanam Tam drishtva sahasothaya deha pranam ivagadam prida pridamam dorbyam sasvaje premavikhala pujita sukamasinam prishtva namayam andrada prasaktadi svalpmajayo ridamaha vishambade drishtya bradam ivayasa idanim prajasyade prajashaya nivurtasya prajayal samavadyada drishtya samsara chakraismin vartamana punarbhava ubalabdho upavanadya durlabham predarshanam naigatra prasam vasam sukhadam chitrakarmanam Mak a okena khudvihimana nam plavanam srotaso yatha kachil pashavyam nejanam bhuyam butrana virudham bhradvanam tadadhuna yatra setvam suhurdvada brother mama suda kachin matra sahabod braje tadam bhavandam manuano bhavadbyam upalalida pumsastrivargo vihida suhurdo anubhavida ateshu klishyamaneshu trivargorthaya kalpade nandavacha Aude Devigi Putra Kamsena Mahavo Hata Ega Vashishto Veraja Kanya Savidivam Gada Nunem Hadrashanishtoyam Yam Nushtoyam Adrashtapanamo Jena Adrashtavat Manasatum Yo Veda Nasamukhyati Vasudeva Vacha Karovai Varshigo Dator Atye Drishtva Vayam Chava Nehasteyam Bakudidam Sandulpada Chago Kule ഇതി ശ്രീശുകവാച ഇതി നന്ദാദയോ ഗോപ പ്രോക്താസ്തേ ശൗര്യനായേയു അനോഭിരനുദ്യുക്തൈ സമനുജ്ഞാപ്യ ഗോകുലം. ഇതി ശ്രീവത്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ ദശമസ്കന്ധേ പൂർവാർദ്ധേ നന്ദവസുദേവ സംഗമോ നാമ പഞ്ചമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം. ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ശ്രീശുക ഉച നന്ദപതിശൗര്യ നമശേരി വിചിന്തയൻ ഹരിം ജഗാമ ഷണമുൽപാദ ആഗമശങ്കിത കംസേന പ്രഹിത ഘോരാ പൂതനാ ഭാരകാധിനി ശിശുംശാര നിഗ്നന്തി പുരഗ്രാമ വ്രജാദിഷു നയത്ര ശ്രവണാദീനി രക്ഷോഗ്നാനി സ്വകർമ്മസു കുറുവന്ദ സാത്വതാം ഭർത്തുരാതു ധാന്യശ്ച തത്ര ഹി സാഖേചര്യകതോപേത്യ പൂതനാനന്ദ ഗോകുലം യോഷിത്വാമായ ആത്മാനം പ്രാവിശൽ കാമചാരിണി താം കേശമന്ദം വിശക്തമല്ലികാം പ്രഖന്ദിതം വസ്തന കൃച്ഛമധ്യമാം സുവാസസം കമ്പിത പർണഭൂഷണം തിഷോലസൽ കുന്തള മണ്ഡിതാനനം വർഗുസ്മിതാഭാംഗ വിസർഗവീക്ഷിതൈർമനോഹരന്തിം വനിതാം വ്രജോകസാം അമം സദാം ഭോജകരേണ രൂപിണീം ഗോപ്യശ്രിയം ദ്രഷ്ടുമിവാഗതാം പതിം. ബാലഗ്രഹസ്തത്ര വിചിന്യതേ ശിശൂൻ യദർശയാനന്ദഗ്രഹേ സദന്തകം ബാലം പ്രതിച്ഛന നിജോരു തേജസം ദദർശ തൽപ അഗ്നിമിവാഹിതാം ഭസി. വിബുദ്ധ്യതാം ബാലകുമാരികാഗ്രഹം ചരാചരാത്മാസനമീലിനേക്ഷണ അനന്തമാരോപമേതംഗമന്ദകം യഥോരകം സുപ്തമബുദ്ധിരജ്വതി താം തീഷ്ണചിത്താമതിവാമചേഷ്ടിതാം വീക്ഷ്യാന്തരാകോശപരിച്ഛദാസിബൽ വരസ്ത്രീം തൽപ്രഭയാ ച ദർശിതേ നിരീക്ഷ്യമാണേ ജനനി അധിഷ്ഠതാം. തസ്മിൻ സ്തനം ദുർജ്ജര വീര്യമുൽബണം ഘോരാംഗമാദായ ശിശോർദ്ധതാവത ഗാഢം കരാഭ്യാം ഭഗവാൻ പ്രവീഢ്യതൽ പ്രാണൈസമം രോഷസമന്വിതോപിബൽ സാമുഞ്ചമുഞ്ചാലമിതി പ്രഭാഷണി നിഷ്പീഡ്യമാനാഖില ജീവവർമ്മണി വിവൃത്തനേത്രേ ശരണൌബുജോ മുഹു പ്രസ്വിന്നഗാത്രാക്ഷിപതിരുരോധ തസ്യാസ്വനേനാധികബീരനം ഹസ സാദ്രീർമഹീദ്യൗശ്ചാലസഗ്രഹ രസാദിശ്ച പ്രതിനേധിരേജന പേദുക്ഷിതോ വജ്രനിപാതശങ്കയ നിശാചരിത്തം വ്യതിതസ്തനാവ്യസു വ്യാദായ കേശാം ശരണോബുജാമഭി പ്രസാര്യഗോഷ്ഠേന ജരൂപമാസ്ഥിത വജ്രാഹതോ വൃത്ര ഇവാപതൃപ പദമാനോവിദ്ദേഹസ്ത്രീകവ്യുത്യുതീന്ദ്രദ്രുമാൻ ചൂർണയാമാസ രാജേന്ദ്രമഹദാസ്ഥീതദത്ഭുതം ഈഷമാത്രോഗ്രതം ഷ്ടാംസം ഗിരികന്ധരനാസിയം ഗണ്ഡശൈലസ്തനം രൗദ്രം പ്രകീർണാരുണമൂർധജം അന്ധകൂപകഭീരാക്ഷം പുളിനാരോഹഭീഷണം ബന്ധസേതുഭുജോർവംഗ്രേ ശൂന്യതോയ ഹൃദോദരം സന്തത്ര സദ്വീക്ഷ്യ ഗോപാ ഗോപികളേവരം പൂർവം തനിസന്നിത ഭിന്നഹൃൽ കർണമസ്തകാഃ ബാലം ജതസ്യാമരസി കിരണന്ദമകുതോഭയം ഗോപ്യസ്തൂർണം സമഭ്യേത്യ ജഹുഗൃഹോ ജാതസംഭ്രമാഃ യശോദാരോഹിണീഭ്യാം തം സമം ബാലസ്യ സർവദാ രക്ഷാം വിദതിരേ സമ്യ ഗോപുച്ഛഭ്രമണാദിഭി ഗോമൂത്രേണ സ്നാപയിത്വാപ്യർഗോരജസാർഭകം രക്ഷാം ചക്രുശ്ച ചക്രത ദ്വാദശാംഗേഷു നാമഭി ഗോപ്യസംസ്പൃഷ്ടസല്ല അംഗേഷു കരയോ പൃഥക് ന്യസ്യാത്മന്യത ബാലസ്യ ബീജന്യാസമകുർവത അവ്യാദജോങ്ക്രിമണിമാം സവജാന്വധോരു യജ്ഞോചിതക്കടിതടം ജഡരം ഹയാസ്യ ഹൃത്കേശവസ്തുതര ഈശൈനസ്തു കണ്ഠം വിഷ്ണുർഭുജം മുഖമുരുക്രമ ഈശ്വരക്കം ചക്രഗ്രതസഹഗതോ ഹരിയസ്തു പശ്ചാൽ തൊൽപാർശയോർധനുരസീ മധുഹാജനശ്ച കോണേഷു ശംഖമുരുങ്ങായ ഉപരിവേന്ദ്ര സ്ഥാർഷക്ഷിതോ ഹലധര പുരുഷ സമന്താൽ ഇന്ദ്രിയാണി ഹൃഷികേശ പ്രാണാൻ നാരായണോവധു ശ്വേതദീപവതിശ്ചിത്ത മനോ യോഗേശ്വരോവധു പൃശ്നിഗർഭസ്തുതേ ബുദ്ധിം ആത്മാനം ഭഗവാൻ പര ക്രീഡന്തം പാതു ഗോവിന്ദ ശയാനം പാതു മാധവ വ്രജന്തമവ്യാദ് വൈകുണ്ഠമാസീനം ത്വാം ശ്രേയപ്പതി ഭുഞ്ചാനം യജ്ഞമുക്പാദു സർവഗ്രഹഭയങ്കര ഡാഗിന്യോ യാദിദാനിശ്ച കൂഷ്മാണ്ഡോയ ഭഗഗ്രഹ ഭൂതപ്രേതവിഷാദശേക്ഷരക്ഷോ വിനായക കോടരാരേവതി ജ്യേഷ്ഠാ പൂതനാ മാതൃകാദയ ഉന്മാദായേ അപസ്മാരം ദേഹപ്രാണേന്ദ്രിയദ്രുഹ സ്വപ്നദൃഷ്ടാ മഹോൽപാദാ വൃദ്ധബാലഗ്രഹാശ്ചയേ സർവേ നശ്യന്തദേ വിഷ്ണോർ നാമഗ്രഹണഭീരവ ശ്രീശുകോവാച ഇതി പ്രണയബദ്ധാഭിർഗോപീഭിക്രതരക്ഷണം പായയിത്വാസ്തനം മാത സന്നിവേശയതാത്മജം താവം നന്ദാദയോ ഗോപാമധുരായാം വ്രജംഗത വിലോക്യബോധനാദേഹം ബഭൂരതിവിസ്മിതാഃ നൂനം ബദർഷി സംജാതോ യോഗേശോ വാ സമാസസ സവേ ദൃഷ്ടോ ഉൽപാദോ യഥഹാനകതുന്ദുഭി കളേവരം പരപരശുഭി ചിത്വാ തത്തേ വ്രജോഗസ ദൂരെ ക്ഷിപ്ത്വാ വയവശോ ന്യദഹൻ കാഷ്ടനിഷ്ഠിതം ദഹ്യമാനസ്യ ദേഹസ്യ ധൂമശ്ചാഗുരുസൗരഭ ഉത്ഥിത കൃഷ്ണ നിർമുക്ത സപദ്യാഹതപാത്മന പൂതനാ ലോകബാലഗ്നീരാക്ഷസീ രുധിരാശന ജിഗാംസയാഭിഹരയേ സ്തനം ദത്വാവസൽഗതിം കിം പുനഃശ്രദ്ധയാ ഭക്തിയ കൃഷ്ണായ പരമാത്മനെ യച്ഛൻ പ്രിയതമം കിം നു രക്താസ്തന്മാതരോ യഥ പദ്ഭ്യാം ഭക്തഹൃതിസ്ഥാഭ്യാം വന്ധ്യാഭ്യാം ലോകവന്ദിതൈ അംഗം യസ്യാസമാക്രമ്യ ഭഗവാൻ അഭിപൽ സ്തനം യാതുദാനി വിസാ സ്വർഗം അവാപജനനീഗതിയും കൃഷ്ണഭുക്തസ്ഥനക്ഷീരാക്കിമുഖ അവോനുമാതന പയാംസിയാസാമിൽ പുത്ര സ്നേഹസ്നുതാന്യലം ഭഗവാൻ ദേവകീ പുത്ര കൈവല്യാധ്യഖിലപ്രദ താസാമവിരതം കൃഷ്ണൻ കുർവദീനാം സുദേക്ഷണം നപുനക്കൽപ്പതേ രാജൻ സംസാരജ്ഞാന സംഭവ കടതൂമസ സൗരഭ്യമഘ്രായ വ്രജോഗസ കിമിതം കുതമേവേദീ വദന്തോ വ്രജമായേയും തേ തത്ര വർണ്ണിതം ഗോവൈ പൂതന ആഗമനമാദിയം ശ്രുത്വാ തന്നിധനം സ്വസ്തി ശിശോശ്ചാസൻ സുവിസ്മിത നന്ദസ്വപുത്രമാതായ പ്രേത്യാഗതമുദാരധി മൂർധന്യുപാഘ്രായ പരമാം ഉദം ലേഭേ കുരുദ്വഹ യ ഏതത് പൂതനാമോക്ഷം കൃഷ്ണസ്യാർഭകമത്ഭുതം ശ്രണയാ ശ്രദ്ധയാ ഭക്ത്യ ഗോവിന്ദേ ലഭതേ രതിം ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യം സംഹിതായാം ദശമസ്കന്ധേ പൂർവാർധേ ഷഷ്ടോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ fifth chapter, Shukam Brahmarshi is saying the urgency of the people in Gokulam to go and see Krishna, how they felt that morning. Vasudev brought Krishna there and left with Yashoda Devi and took Durga Devi from there to the prison cell, isn't it? And she has completed her part now. That means her responsibility was to shift Balaram from Devaki Devi to Rohini, then to go to to help Vasudev to bring Krishna to Gokulam. And she had to go with Vasudev back to the prison cell. And her dealings with Kamsa is now over. She has gone to the sky and told Kamsa, be careful, and left the place. So that is why we will say there in the fourth chapter, Archishyandi Manishyastvam Sarvagama Vareshwari. Then Krishna says to Yogamaya that people will respect you in future and they will worship you to fulfill all their desires. You will be in their control, or you will be controlling them always. And Bhukunama Nikedeshu, different names you will be known as Ambiga, Narayani, Ishani, Bhagavati, and other names that is mentioned, Bhadragali, Chamundi, all names are mentioned in the Bhagavad. So, and that you will see there, those various Devi temples all over India is from that day that's been given these different names. And Bhukunamu, those who wants to worship her, they have the facility to worship her in those places. So, while she was leaving, she said few things. First thing, always beware that Krishna is present here in this world all the time, not to forget that. Second thing, even though addressing Krishna, she is telling all of us this. Krishna is always present here. Second thing, there will always be conscious that there is a thing called a death while living here. And third thing, don't trouble devotees. Be to sadhu. Sadhu means the devotee. Always be respectful and kind to them. So, so these three things, that is to remember that Krishna is present here always. Secondly, death is also permanently here. And third, not to disturb devotees at any circumstances. These three things she has left with us. And if we do these three things, it will keep us safe in this world. Keep us safe in this world. So, but Kamsa didn't think like that. Even though she instructed these things, Kamsa acted exactly opposite, isn't it? While leaving, Devi told these things to Kamsa. Kamsa couldn't register that in his head. Because the next day he calls for the meeting, his ministry. And the ministry is two kinds, tamogunam and rajogunam. This is the ministry. There's no satugunam in that ministry. You can see the list from there. So Kamsa is showing to us that what can happen. They give the example that in the tank, water tanks in the countryside, when it gets covered with algae, when it gets covered, when you want to bathe, you go move the algae and bathe. And when you are bathing, the algae will move away. But when you come back after finishing bathing in the tank, the algae will come back and cover again the same way before. Similarly, our experience is like that, and Kamsa also is the same thing. That sometimes we get good instructions. When we get the good instructions, we try to follow them. But by and large, you will notice that you try to follow them, but again our old mind of Rajogunam, Tamogunam comes back and takes over the whole thing. So Kamsa also in the same way discussed with his ministers who are such advisors, and he made the decision that the right thing to do is to go and kill all the children, first thing. And Putana has taken over that responsibility. She was just a witch or devil in the ministry. Anyway, Putana was decided to go, and and by the time Putana comes to see Krishna, the 4 or 5 days of festival in Gokulam has been more or less over. More or less over. So you can see at that time, around 6 days, that 6 days is when Putana comes. 4 or 5 days, Krishna has arranged it in such a way, Krishna gave time to Putana to come, 4 or 5 days time, to come and visit him. So, Putana, he has decided to come, and she is wandering around everywhere, killing the children. And Krishna decided, let that continue for a while, for a few days. And when this is going on in Mathura and in the suburbs, what's happening in Gokulam? Krishnavadarolsava sambramam. Look at the word. Krishnavadarolsava sambramam. Which means that, you look at that word there, immediately after appearance that was mentioned. Krishnavatarolsava sambramam. See that? Immediately after appearance, that is on the 3rd chapter, 10th verse. Look at the 11th verse. Savismayo thulla vilochano harim sudam vilokyana kadundubistatha Krishnavatarolsava sambramos prushan. Krishnavatarolsava sambramam means, due to Krishna's appearance, the impact it has created among the gopis, Gopas, and the population in Gokulam. Krishnavadarolsava sambramam sprashan, it says. So that Krishnavadarolsava sambramam, which we call it as Nandotsavam, Nanda Maharaj festival, isn't it? Nandotsavam, Nanda Maharaj festival. But in the Bhagavadam, the word used is Krishnavadarolsava sambramam. Krishnavadara means Krishna's appearance, and due to that appearance, the impact of that on the general population all over. Krishnavadara also sambramam. So, while she is doing that, Krishnavadara also sambramam is going on here. And what is going on is, Yogamaya said that your killer has appeared in the planet Earth, isn't it? So everybody has heard about this from Kamsa, has told all the ministers, and everybody knows that somewhere the person who is going to kill Kamsa has appeared. So they had that anxiety as well. So in both places there is sambhramam. Sambhramam means a kind of bewilderment. In Vrindavanam, due to Krishna's appearance, there is a sambhramam. In Mathura, worrying about who is that person who is going to kill Kamsa, looking for him, that sambhramam. That is, two sambhramam has happened there. Sambhramam means that a kind of panic situation. Panic situation. Krishnavatara also was sambhramam. Due to appearance of Krishna, and created this panic in two places. In a nice way, in Gokulam. In a fearful way, in Mathura. Two things have happened at the same time. So, they brought the baby and left with Yashoda Devi. And Yashoda was sleeping till then. She hasn't woken up. And it was then that she came and because who has done this? She made arrangement. Who? Yogamaya Devi. You know, in the Devi Bhagavatam, it will say like this. Ya Devi Sarvabhudeshu Nidrarupena Samstida. She puts us all into sleep in the night. Isn't it? We can see how helpless we are when sleep comes. Ya Devi Sarvabhudeshu Nidrarupena Samstida. That's how all this is all a part of the material nature. Prakriti's job to do on us. Hunger, sleep, everything. So, Yadevi Sarvabhudeshu Nidra Rubena Samstida Namastase 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 Namo Namah. So, in whichever form it has to be done, in that form she can get the job done. Her, that's why we say that about her, akhadita kadana patiyasi maya, which you think that it's not possible to do, she can get that done. She has that capacity. Therefore, we call her both Vidya Sarubini and Avidya Sarubini, both knowledge and ignorance. Both are, she can manage in both conditions. So in whichever form she is present here, just like if she wants to put us into sleep, she can put us all into sleep. If she wants to terrorize us, she can terrorize us with all the forces of the material elements. Earthquakes, cyclones, all this is in her control. So, and at the same time, when Krishna was being carried away to Gokulam, she decided that everybody should fall asleep. So everyone slept. And now, in that process, Yashoda also had to sleep. Yashoda also couldn't wake up. Even though she had the baby, she went to sleep. Now she decided that let everybody wake up and let them see the baby who was born. So that is why you can see later on in the Bhagavatam, when gopis, when they were little girls, they prayed to her. And what was the prayer? That Krishna should come as the husband, isn't it? All the famous Vedic mantras are in that prayer. Kartyayani, Mahamaye, Mahayogini, Adishwari. So many famous Vedic hymns are incorporated into that prayer. So, in the same way, to have experience of Krishna, one prays to Sri Parvati that please remove that obstacle from my life. What is actually causing me difficulties in spiritual life? When we say, Srimad Bhagavata Kyoyam Pratyaksha Krishna Mevahi. So, Pratyaksha Krishna, that means direct experience of Krishna, is only possible when Sri Parvati allows that to happen. And here, even though we read Bhagavatam, to experience that scene of Krishna's appearance, what happened there, till she removes that ignorance from us inside, that may not happen to us. Because we are still close our eyes. We are sleeping, isn't it? Sleeping means tamogunams present in us. The tamogunam in us. So, when tamogunam is present, when we read Bhagavatam, these verses in the Bhagavatam, 10th canto particularly, the appearance verses, the impact is very minimal in us. So, so who is keeping us in this state? It is her. Prakriti. or Yogamaya. It is due to her influence on us that we are not able to experience that appearance like the way Pundanam or Vilumangalam has experienced, and many great personalities like that who have appeared, that experienced that appearance of Krishna. There are many instances where Krishna has revealed this appearance to many devotees later on. This is something important. Why? Remember, later on in this few chapters later, Krishna revealed the whole creation to Yashoda Devi, isn't it? Universal form. Universal form was revealed to Yashoda, right? How is Yashoda experiencing that? Something important to think about. Nothing has happened. In the picture, we show the mouth open, and she is seeing the whole universe within Yashoda's mouth, isn't it? Actually, in Krishna's mouth, is it not? So normally people think that when Krishna opened the mouth, Yashoda Devi saw the whole universe. And we will still keep thinking, how is that possible? In such a small baby's mouth, the whole creation is present inside. This is where you have to remember what we discussed in the July. Remember, Vishwam Darpana Drishyamana Nagari. Creation is inside the mind, us. What we see as world outside is what is already inside. If you change that inside, what you are having, you can experience the whole creation inside your mind. And that is what that universal form is about. Do you get the point? Vishwam, remember that first verse in the Shramuti Stotram. When Ajari Swamiji wrote that verse, he just didn't write like that. What he is saying is, Vishwam Darpana Drishyamana Nagari. Creation does not exist outside. It exists inside. And we are perceiving like the world. Why? Because we have got these senses. We are experiencing this world like this. But the seed of all this creation, and each one of us are seeing this world in a different way. In other words, experiencing it in a different way according to the vasanas inside us. So actually, the world doesn't exist outside, it is present inside us. And when Krishna revealed this universal form to Yashoda, as it is spoken in the Bhagavatam, what's happening there is Yashoda inside is experiencing the whole creation. And when she looks at Krishna, all what she is experiencing inside is the whole creation. So it is not, nothing has changed in the creation. Creation is as it is, like this, what we see, as it is. But in her experience, Yashoda is seeing the whole universe, and that too in Krishna's mouth. But it is in her experience. Nothing has changed outside. Do you understand? That this is the secret of the spiritual life. That what we say outside. You see, whatever we look through the senses, we see through the eyes, we see through the ear, hear through the ears. We got so used to it. We think this is the only truth. There is no other truth. Whereas when you have got a little understanding of spiritual life, you will realize that what you see through the eyes, what you hear through the ears, has very little significance in spiritual life. Because in spiritual life, it's not what you see and what you hear. This is the biggest problem with the scientist. Richard Dawkins is keep on saying, where is the proof, where is the proof, he keep asking. It is so tiring when you keep listening to this all the time, that he insists that this is the only way you can communicate with the world, through ears and through eyes and the ears. And the whole science is running on this principle, is it not? Why is it like that? Because they have identified with the body to that extent. It's their misfortune that the intelligence what the rishis had, to go deeper than that and to find that there is a higher truth beyond these senses and the mind, which is actually our pure identity, consciousness, avabodham, as it is called, they haven't got a clue of that. And they keep insisting that what they're, and they're arguing as atheists and scientists and one pretext or the other, and they feel that by arguing in that way, they have to kill all religions also, because when they start discussing, forget about Vedic religion they have not touched, but when they discuss other religions also, Christianity or Islam, this is the same argument coming back and forth between these so-called atheists and the so-called religious people. But from the Vedic point of view, all of them are practically useless, because what you see through the eye and what you hear through the ears is very limited. It's very, very limited. And to put all your faith in that and to think that only that is the truth is a stupid thing to do. So that is why these pastimes, Krishna's pastimes, when we study in the 10th canto, you will often come to this understanding that this is happening in another world, which is beyond our access. We don't have the accessibility to that. But Krishna has revealed to those who had that good fortune, that thus there is a world existing like this, and that is what we find through the writings of the rishis and the great devotees, jnanis, what they are saying to us. So, and similarly, when Yashoda Devi saw the universal form, twice it happened. In two instances, in the 10th canto you will see. In one instance, when Tranavarta took Krishna and brought him back, and then that time, to get rid of Yashoda from there, Krishna opened the mouth, and in the mouth, Yashoda Devi saw the whole creation. And she got frightened. By then, Tranavarta came and took him away. That's one instance. There's another instance which you will see comes later. So, when we see all these things, people say, oh, that's some kind of magic. Whatever it is. So what has happened now is, So, Sri Yogamaya Devi woke up everybody. Now, she said, you can all get up. The first thing was Krishna cried, made the first noise in this house. And as soon as Yashoda Devi woke up, and other gopis who were caring for her, they also woke up. And immediately they announced Yashoda had the baby. The first announcement. Nanda Maharaj was sleeping, standing and sleeping outside with all the other cowherd men. When the announcement was made, Nanda Maharaj also woke up from the sleep, and all the other elderly cowherd men who were waiting outside. And that particular evening, that means the evening before Krishna's appearance, that evening, many people knew that Yashoda is going to have the baby. So they were coming, they had come there to assist Yashoda in the delivery and to give whatever help necessary. So there were so many gopis in her house on that day. And they were all giving all the service what Yashoda needed. And with a lot of anxiety, they were waiting there, hoping that the delivery comes through peacefully without any problems. You can see that in the Bhagavatam. If you look at that 5th chapter, Dishtya brada pravayasa idanima prajasyate prajashaya nivrtasya prajayal samavadyada. That verse. दिष्ट्या भ्रातप्रवयस इदानीम प्रजस्यते प्रजाशाय निवृत्तस्य प्रजायल समपद्यत. What saying there is, Shubha Prabhashi is saying that Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj were not having any children. They were quite advanced in age. For normally you have children at an early age, isn't it? So they are more or less have come to the conclusion that they are not going to have any more children. They are not going to have any children. Yashoda, I am told that she was around 40 years old. And Nanda Maharaj was 45, somewhere around that. So that stage of having children, that they have crossed, they have gone a little higher than that, isn't it? So, I don't know what Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda will, in them days, obviously, you have to remember that, they have crossed 40. So everybody, all the people who were there, they were more or less confirmed, especially the cowherd men and cowherd women, gopas, gopis, everybody knew that they are not going to have any children. It is suddenly it is then that this incident happens, that Yashoda is going to have the baby. So, and particularly after Rohini came to stay with Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, Rohini had come. Rohini left Mathura and came as a refugee to stay with Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Rohini is married to Vasudev, but due to the situation in Mathura, Rohini decided to come to, Vasudev sent her here to come and stay with Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. When Rohini became pregnant with Balram, Nanda Maharaj was very happy, and Yashoda also, because there was no children at home. And they felt immensely happy that at least there is a child going to be in the house. And when the child was going to appear for Rohini, and suddenly this news happened about Yashoda's pregnancy. So when they heard that Yashoda is also became pregnant, Nanda Maharaj was in bliss. And Yashoda was in bliss. There are going to be two children at home. And not only they, even the rest of the people, gopas, all the cowherd men and the gopis, all of them were very happy because they were so dependent on Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. They were like a group of families together and living together with a similar nature. And as far as they are concerned, Nanda Maharaj was a small king under Kamsa. Kamsa is like a big king living in Mathura. And Nanda Maharaj is a small kingdom. And all these people is under his care. So they were very happy that Kamsa, Nanda Maharaj is going to have a son who will look after them in the future. So naturally that is understandable. And when they heard that Yashoda Maharani is going to have the baby, they felt immensely happy. So every evening prior to this Krishna's appearance, gopis used to come home to Yashoda's house to inquire about her situation and ask her if she needed any help, and they were willing to nursing her and looking after her very well. And they will ask her if she, it is not like these days, you have to remember, them days is different, isn't it? You can't, today, the way they lived those days, that everything was sorted out among the women. Now we have a mechanism, which I don't have to explain very much, because we are all used to that, gone through that system, that it is so organized, isn't it? The hospitals and the maternity ward and the, including your job, they are organized, whether you can have holidays or not, to such an extent it is organized. But them days it was a different way of life. So everything depended on, women will manage everything. Men didn't have to worry about all these things. And there will be the elderly ladies who knew what is to be done, what's not to be done. And the younger women, they used to listen to them and being cared by them. This particular day, on that evening, Ashtami Rohini day, that is the Janmashtami day, evening came, and Yashoda also realized that she's going to have the baby soon, the labor started. So there were many gopis there to look after Yashoda there. And some of them were curious to find out whether she is going to have a boy or a girl, which is the usual inquiries that happens at that time. But due to Yogamaya Devi's control, nobody could discuss that because she put everybody to sleep. Nobody knew anything what has happened. And arrangement was such that Vasudeva has to bring Krishna there, the blue diamond, and take the gold from here, Yogamaya Devi back there. And then after that is completed, only after that, Yogamaya will allow them to wake up. This was the situation. So, what is that saying then? What it is saying to us, the implied meaning behind that is, unless Maya goes away, Krishna is not going to come. She represents Maya, and Krishna represents the Absolute Truth. So if you want this exchange of Krishna to Gokulam and Yogamaya to Mathura is to indicate to us that unless Maya goes away, Krishna will not be there. Maya is the one which is keeping us all. It is spoken in the story form in this way. The incidents are all correct, but the Vedavyas is trying to tell us certain things in the Bhagavadam, that when you want to bring the philosophy into it, the understanding, the tattvam behind it is, that unless Maya goes away, you will have no access to Krishna. So that is why that through this scene, Srimad Bhagavatam is teaching us that as well. So immediately, baby was born and there was so much noise in the house. Nanda Maharaj, gopis announced that Yashoda Devi is going to have the baby very soon to Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj is standing outside looking at the stars to determine the time. For them, time is so important. Because them days they had prepared the horoscope. You can see later on, Garga Maharshi came and made the horoscope, everything. So in order to prepare the horoscope, you need to know the exact time of birth. So Nanda Maharaj was very, they didn't have watches and clocks like today, isn't it? So, but they had the knowledge how to determine the time by looking at the stars. So, based on that, they know the planetary position. And he was standing there, but while looking at the planets and the stars in the sky, he went to sleep. This is what has happened, isn't it? So, as soon as this announcement came from inside that Yashoda had the baby, Nanda Maharaj called four strong young men and told them to make the announcement all over, beating the drum. That was the system. That is how announcements were made then. Today everything is silent, isn't it? Through the not even email, the other one, latest one, either through the Facebook or through the what's the other one called? Tweeting and the texting, Facebook, very subtle way, everything, isn't it? Nobody makes any noise. But unfortunately they didn't have that. So what they did, they told these four men to take the drums, go to all the streets, beat the drums and make the announcement that Yashoda Devi had the baby. Everybody should know. And what else? Nanda Maharaj also told to make the announcement that while you say these two in the announcement, also mentioned that Nanda Maharaj wants everybody to come and see the baby. Two things. One, to say that Yashoda Devi had the baby. both Yashoda Devi and the baby are healthy and safe. And secondly, everybody should come and see the baby, because they are all his subjects in that way. So, and these men who were arranged by Yatnanda Maharaj in advance to make this announcement, because he was ready for all that, they were also standing with their drums. They also went to sleep. But when they all woke up, Nanda Maharaj said that he should go now and do this announcement straight away. And so when that happened, that if you look at them, Bhagavatam says that they all stood and slept as though you have drawn a picture. In a picture, how you are standing like this, in the same way, they all looked like that, as though they were sleeping. And then, first verse, if you look, first verse, Nandastvalpa Jamulpanne, fifth chapter, Nandastvalpa Jamulpanne, Jadahlado Mahamana, Ahuya Vipran Vedajnyan, Snada Shuchir Alankradaha. Nandastvalpa Jamulpanne, Jadahlado Mahamana, Ahuya Vipran Vedajnyan, Snada Shuchir Alankradaha. Shiva Brahmarshi is saying to us, Jada Ahlada, he is saying to Parikshit, that who was born now here is the happiness of the whole world. And Sachidananda Surupam, Satachita Anandam, that is what Krishna. And reason he is saying like that is that this person who is born here, he is capable of bringing happiness to the entire world, which he showed in his remaining 125 years time, isn't it? So, that happiness, that's what he said there. Nandastvalpaja mulpanne jad ahlado mahamana ahuya vipran vedatnyan snada shuji alankradaha. And Nanda Maharaj understood. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi also felt immensely happy. Normally when the baby is born, most of the parents will be more anxiety. What about future now? One more. Here, it wasn't like that. It was different. The moment Krishna appeared in Gokulam, the change that happened in their hearts, all cowherd men, all the gopis, cowherd boys, and Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi, they felt immensely happy inside, in their heart. Then, and that night, except the sound of the cowherd men, gopis, and cowherd boys, no other sound was heard that night. So, gopis, Yashodaya Sudodbhavam. If you look at that ninth verse, you will see that Gopyas Chakarne Mudida, Yashodaya Sudodbhavam. Gopyas Chakarne Mudida, Yashodaya Sudodbhavam Almanam Bhushayan Chakru Vastra Kalpanjanadibi. Saying that, gopis are saying this. Gopi says, we will tell everybody, Yashoda had the baby. Our Maharani had the baby. But Gopas will say, Nanda Maharaj had a son. Even there this problem happened. So, gopis were saying that we will announce everywhere that Yashoda Devi had the baby. And the cowherd men were saying, Nanda Maharaj had the son. So, even the announcement system seems to be a little different. They were happy to say that our king, Maharaja, Nanda Maharaj, he had a son. So both gopis and the cowherd men, gopis and the gopas, both of them, they were celebrating this festival because Nanda Maharaj had the son and because Yashoda Devi had a baby. So if you look at that, you will see in the third chapter, Savismayod pulla vilochano harim. 11th verse. Sudam vilokyanaga dundubistatha. Krishnavadarol savasambramos prashan. Mudad vijebhyoyudam aplado gavam. Aplado gavam. So, Krishnavadarol savasambramam. That is how Srimad Bhagavatam is saying about this Nandotsava festival. That is the 5 days after appearance. What we call as Nandotsavam. In Bhagavatam, the word used is Krishnavadarolsava Sambhramam. One way devotees say that this baby who is born is the baby for everybody, whoever takes him seriously. Sarvalokarkamunni. He is the son of all, son for everybody. You will see that in the third canto. Who says this? Kapila Vasudeva says to Devahuti Devi. What does he say there? He says, Yesha Maham, in the third canto. If you look at 25th one, 325, 38. Na karhi jinmat parashanda rupe. Nangshandi no me nimusho lady hedi. Yeshamaham priya alma sutascha. Sakha guru sukhrudo devamishtam. According to one's relationship with Krishna. Whichever way one has relationship with Krishna, Eshamaham, Priya, Alma, Sutascha, Sakha, Guru, Sukhrudo, Devam, Ishtam. Whichever way you relate with Krishna, if you see Krishna is your son, and in that way if you want to relate with him, he is available. That is why it is said like that. Sutascha. Sutascha means son. Esham, Aham, Priya, Alma, Sutascha, Sakha, Guru, Sukhrudo, Devam, Ishtam. Whichever way one relate with Krishna, accordingly Krishna reciprocates. So it's based on that, it is said like this. And the same thing, Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita. He said not, Gadir Bharta Prabhu Sakshi, Nivasa Sharanam Sukhud, Prabhava Pralayasthanam Nidhanam Bijam Avyayam. If you remember, in the 10th chapter, I think. Gadir Bharta Prabhu Sakshi Nivasa Sharanam Sukhrat. So, to say this, only Krishna can do say this to anybody. So, whichever way you look at me, I will relate with you in that way. That is Krishna's point. You want to relate with Krishna as a husband, he is available. As your father and mother, father, he is available. As your mother, he is available. You will see all that in the Bhagavad Gita. Matha, Dada, Pita, Maha, Vedyam, Pavitram, Ongaram, Brik, Samam, Yajur, Evacha, Gadir, Bharta, Prabhu, Sakshi, Nivasa, Sharanam. Which way you want to relate with Krishna, that Krishna has given that choice to us. How we want to relate with him. Whichever way. So, If you want me to be your son, I'm available. But in all these relationships, normally we will say that we have understood in one way, Shantam Dasim Sakhyam Vatsalyam Madhuryam and all that. This Madhuryam relationship, which is Radharani and the Gopis had, that is not open to all. It is not open to all. That is a very, very, very reserved relationship. We are saying that because it's the highest, we'll have that. It's not, that's not how it works. Some of this misunderstanding has come to many people's head. That Prabhupada said that it is the highest relationship, but because it is the highest, It's also reserved for very, very Upanishad Sundaris they are. Upanishads personified are the Gopis. Who are the Gopis? Gopis are the personified form of the Upanishads. One of some of the Gopis. Some of the Gopis are the Rishis, great sages, isn't it? And some other Gopis are the great women from the heavenly planets. They have come. So, if you look at the Gopis, all of them are from the very highest level. Rishis, Upanishads personified, and the great personalities from the heavenly planets or higher planetary systems. They have been given that opportunity to be with Krishna. From there you can understand that this bhakti in the platform of Raganuga bhakti is not easily accessible to people like us who are trying to understand what this is all about. So that is why all these different options given to us, and if you very critically study these things, you will notice one thing, that of all the forms of bhakti, dasyam, Prahlada's relationship, is the most appropriate for a beginner at the entry level. Entry level, that is the right thing to do. But if you feel that you have finished the entry level, then that's another thing. But entry level, that's the only thing that will work for us. And that is why Prahlada's story is so interesting in the Bhagavatam. Why? Because it suits our frame of mind. Other things you can read, Gopi's relationship with Krishna, Gopi's bhakti towards Krishna, even Bhishma's relationship with Krishna. It is difficult for us to understand that. But we can understand Prahlada's surrender, isn't it? Prahlada's bhakti, dasyam. So, thus every bhakti, every pattern of bhakti has its own significance. You can never say that this is useless because it's the lowest one or the other one is the highest one. We are not the one to decide. It is our qualification that makes that decision, what bhakti we should pursue. For generally, most of the people have to follow this Prahlada's route. Prahlada's route. That is why when talking about Prahlada, Sri Narada Maharshi, in the 7th canto, will say this, that why it is so important to follow Prahlada, not anybody else. That Prahlada's relationship and the things what Prahlada has taught the world is much more effective for our frame of mind than compared to anybody else. So Krishna's point is, you can treat me like as though your husband, I am your husband. And if you consider me as your friend, then I am your friend. Like Arjuna. Arjuna can have that relationship with Krishna. We can't have that. Suppose I say to Krishna, you after all, you are my friend, aren't you? Is he going to listen? So, all the other relationships, friendship, paternity, and even the conjugal relationship, they are all reserved for certain people who can fit that in. So, whichever way you relate with Krishna, of course, they are all correct at a particular stage in life when we are qualified for that. But otherwise, by and large, our relationship is with like Prahlada. Prahlada is the most ideal form of relating with Krishna. And why? Why is it like that? Because if you relate with Krishna like the way Prahlada has told, even if you make some offenses there, commits there, you'll be forgiven. Because you're the servant. If a servant does something wrong, master won't mind. Whereas in all other relationships, unless you have reached that level, husband-wife relationship, for example, which the Gopis had, conjugal relationship, there we would not be able to relate with Krishna because our heart is not ready for that. So, prajeshayam. So when they were thinking like this, who? Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, that we are not going to have children anymore. That is when this baby was born. Krishna was born, isn't it? So because of this, you can imagine Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda's state. When you have a child, and if you didn't have a child for a long period of time, and suddenly if you had a child, what will happen there? All the affection and attachment, everything will be poured on that to that child. Whereas, if you are born in a family with 10 or 12 children, you will be a number there, isn't it? You have to be careful, because if you have grown up in a family like that, you will know what it's like. Say your parents, grandparents, the olden generation, I've noticed this, when they had 10, 12, 14 children. So, breakfast time, you have to be very careful, you have to be there first in the queue. Otherwise you won't get it. Because whatever that is cooked in the kitchen, it will be shared by the 14. And those who are strong, they'll get the best. Those who are not, you won't get what you want. So you have to establish yourself strongly in the family. Otherwise you won't get your share. But instead, suppose there is only one child in the family, and that child was born after many years of tapasya. And when the child is born, the whole husband and the wife, father and mother, will pour all the love and affection towards the child and give all the facility day and night. They look after the baby to such an extent. Whereas in the other 14 list, they will leave everything to the rest 14 to look after. They won't have the time to care for anybody. These are all some of the interesting things of the family life, what you see in previous generations and now, isn't it? So, Krishnavadarolsava sambhramam here. And in every house, this had an effect, Krishna's appearance. And everybody started getting ready to come and see Krishna, one after the other. Shuka Brahmarshi is saying, because he saw the appearance in the prism, inside, with others, he's not too bothered about seeing how it's happening to Krishna. He is more interested in seeing who is coming to see Krishna and looking at them, what they are, how they are acting, how their nature is. Sometimes it's like that. Rather than going inside the temple and seeing everything what's going on, if you keep looking at the people who are coming to see Krishna on a Janmashtami day and watch them from outside, you will see all sorts of people, with all kinds of people, with all kinds of ideas, different nature, isn't it? So, so he says there, two things he says. First he spoke about the cowherd men, how they were coming to see Krishna. Then he spoke about the gopis, how they were coming to Krishna. There are two verses there. Have a look at them. They are very famous and beautiful verses. Eighth verse. 5:8, 10:5:8. That is the cowherd men. Maharha vastra bharana kanjukoshnishu bhushida gopa samayayu rajan nanopayana panaya. That is the cowherd man. Maharha vastra bharana. The cowherd man is dressed very well. Kanjukoshnishu bhushida. They're famous turbans, what they wear. Kanjukoshnishu bhushida. And gopa samayayu rajan nanopayana panaya. Cowherd men are coming with all the presents in their hands to see Krishna. With their best dress clothes they were wearing, and they had their turban, and they were walking, going to see Nanda Maharaj's house, to Nanda Maharaj's son. And in the next two or three verses, he's talking about the gopis. Gopyaschagarne mudida, ishodaya sudodbhavam, almanam mushayam chakru, vastrakalpanjana antibi, navakingama kunjalkam, ukavanga jabodaya, Belibisturidam jagmo prudishonyaschala kucha. Shishuka Brahmashi is talking about the beauty of the gopis who are going. Imagine Shishuka Brahmashi is one of the staunch brahmacharis, isn't it? And when he says all these things about the gopis, that how beautiful they were. Look at the next verse. Gopya sumrishtamani kundala nishkakandya chitrambaraha Padishika Chidamalya Varshaha Nandalayam Savalaya Vrajadir Virejo Vyalola Kundala Payodara Hara Shobhaha. That 11th verse about the gopis. Shuka Brahmashi is saying there to us, Vyalola Kundala Payodara Hara Shobhaha. Gopis dressed in such a way, Sumrishta Mani Kundala Nishka Kandhyaha. They look so beautiful with their what do they call? Eardrops. and Chitrambaraha Patishikachudamalyavarshaha. They wore such nice clothes and they had a lot of flowers in their hair, which was dropping from their hair. And they were all in a very cheerful and pleasant mood. What else? Nandalayam Savalayavrajadir Viriju. They are going towards Nandamaharaj's house, talking to each other about seeing the baby and how they are going to talk to Yashoda. So many things they are discussing among themselves. Vyalola Kundala Payodhara Harashobhaha. These eardrops, because they were so beautiful, gobis, the eardrops were reflecting in their cheeks. And the beauty, Shukha Brahmarshi is saying here. Vyalola Kundala Payodhara Harashobhaha. And also the beauty of the garlands, the jewelry what they were wearing. Altogether the beauty of the gopis. Shukha Brahmarshi is more interested in that than going and seeing Krishna. He is saying that gopis were so beautiful. And saying this, then in the next verse he is saying there, when they were going to see Krishna, Nanda Maharaj has organized a lot of things at home. When they come, the system was that they will bring presents for the newborn baby and the mother, and they leave the presents there, and they will be given a... Nanda Maharaj has to give some presents to them. You have to remember, those days their presents were different than our presents. We will get some plastic with some ribbon on there, tied on there, you'll go hand it over. Look at their presents, what did they bring? They bring what is useful, isn't it? Many of our days that is all plastic and cardboard. And what they brought was yogurt, butter, cheese, milk, everything, products which are absolutely useful. That is what they lived on. That was the available, that is those days, that's what they enjoyed bringing. And they bring so much of that. So when they brought that, and brought it, it was so much. They had to fill the boats in the river, to bring the boats and fill that with this milk and the butter what they have brought. There was so much. And a stage came that they didn't have any more pots to fill in. So what did they do? One cowherd boy, he took the butter and milk and started throwing on others, because it was so much. Milk lake and butter mountain, as they say. It was so much. So they started, when one throw butter and milk on somebody, he threw them back at him again. And Shukha Brahmarshi says, they didn't get angry each other. They were smiling, when they were having a good time, in other words, with butter and milk throwing at each other. And we may ask the question, was Nanda Maharaj so rich to do all that? That's why he used the word there, Rama Kreda Mabhun Rupa, 18th verse. Rama Kreda Mabhun Rupa means, when Krishna appeared, along with that, Rukmini was also present there, Mahalakshmi. She was present there from that day onwards. Anything Nanda Maharaj wanted, it was available there. He didn't have to go and look for it anywhere. It was plenty available. Because it was her responsibility to make sure that everything was there for Krishna. So, they were bringing milk, butter, yogurt, cheese, everything. And they will present everything and then they'll go and see the baby and they'll come out through the other door back. When they come out, outside, there were other cowherd men sitting there. Nanda Maharaj just kept them there to give them presents. And Nanda Maharaj's treasury was rich. There was so much jewelry and gold, and that is what was given to the gopis who had come. So you can imagine the Nanda Maharaj's wealth at that time. Why? That's why Shukha Brahmarshi mentions there, Hare Arnivasa Alpa Gunai Rama Kreda Mabhun Rupa Rama Kreda Mabhun Rupa. It has become the place for Rama, for Rukmini Devi's playground. It was, she controls the wealth, isn't it, Mahalakshmi, in other words. So, Nanda Maharaj gave presents to everybody. And the gopis were very happy with the presents what they got when they were leaving. And Nanda Maharaj and the cowherdmen were very happy because everybody came. This continued for 4 or 5 days. And one day, Nanda Maharaj noticed that the number of people who are coming has decreased. From there, Nanda Maharaj understood that most of the people had come, who had to come. It took 5 days. The first 5 days after the appearance. And in order that the baby is born now, Nanda Maharaj has to perform different charities. And also he had to perform there, what it mentions, isn't it? That mountains of sesame seeds, Tiladri. You will see some verses about that as well. So, Nanda Maharaj arranges everything, and there is 9 kinds of grains, Navadhanyam, it is called. Most of them we don't know about it, but there is a list in the Bhagavatam mentions what they are. And that also has to be kept in the form of mountains. They will keep it in stock. And here, after doing that, he said, when these 9 different kinds of grains, they put them in the form of mountains, and then they cover them with gold and jewels. That was the system. And there is 9 kinds of jewels also, Navaratnam, isn't it? 9 kinds of grains and 9 kinds of stones, Navaratnam they are called. And after covering these 9 kinds of mountains with these 9 kinds of jewels, then Nanda Maharaj invites all the Brahmanas to come, and they have to touch each of those mountains with their hands, and he will offer these 9 mountains to 9 Brahmanas who are prominent personalities at that time. This system comes later when they celebrate. This happened here, but later on, it is spoken more. We'll come to that verse later. When all this was done, devotees are saying that, where did Nanda Maharaj get all this wealth to do such a thing? And that is why he mentions there, Rama Kridam Abhun Nrupa. That means Mahalakshmi is there because of her presence. Normally, Nanda Maharaj and all the cowherd men and women, they're not people who spend a lot of money. They're simple people. They don't spend a lot of money. And the most expensive things they have got is butter, milk, yogurt, buttermilk. These are the things they have, which they consider as wealth. Otherwise, they don't have any other wealth. But in this instance, that because of the situation, Gopa Parasparam Krishta. Look at that verse. 14th verse. Gopa Parasparam Krishta Dedhi Kshira Grudham Ambubhi Asin Jando Vilimbando Navani Teshcha Chichipu. These are their wealth. Which one? Dedhi Kshiram Grudham. Dedhi is yogurt. Yogurt if you say in English. And Kshiram, milk. Grudham, ghee. Ghee is considered to be such an essential part for their, it's a wealth. Main investment is in the ghee. So in Ayurveda also you will see that they consider ghee as an important ingredient in preparing many, many medicines. Now they are struggling to get the, finding it difficult to get this ghee from cows who have been looked after properly, and ghee has been prepared properly and has been stored properly. It's quite a difficult process. In Thrissur Vadakkunnathar temple, they have ghee there somewhere around 1,000 years old, ghee. And still many Ayurvedic people take ghee from there. Many Ayurvedic institutions, they have approached many goshalas all over the country where they are looking after the cows well to collect the ghee from them and storing for much later future. Some places they have got ghee for 500 year old because they know very well the wealth that is in that ghee and how carefully they manage that. So, dadi kshiram gridham ambubhi. It says there, isn't it? Gopa parasparam hrishtva dadi kshira gridhambubhi. Asinjando vilimbando navani deshcha chukshipu. When they started playing each other, asinjando vilimbando navani deshcha chukshipu. They're making the roll balls of butter and throwing at each other. And this is what was happening there. So, when Mahalakshmi arrived there, there was no shortage of any of these things. And they were emptying the pots, playing with the ghee and the butter and milk and yogurt and everything. And the pots are getting empty, it's getting filled again. It was getting filled again. So, that is why this has happened. Somebody was giving abhishek to somebody with the yogurt. And and somebody else was and in return he was doing to the other person with the milk. So, all over the body they have massaged with the butter and things like that. And similarly, they were throwing butter mountains to the sky and hitting it with like a ball with the head and playing with it. So, all over there was butter and milk and yogurt. And they were also glorifying Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda at the same time. The cowherd boys were come there. Sugar Brahmarshi is asking there one question. He says, Krishnavataraolsava Sambhramasprashan. This Krishnavataraolsava Sambhramasprashan, which we saw in the second chapter. Sorry, in the third chapter. Krishnavataraolsava Sambhramasprashan. Muda dijebhyo idam apludo gavam. Apludo gavam. So, that Krishna, after this appearance, they have bathed him, and that bathing also is completely Nanda Maharaj had no influence there. He has to stay out of that. It's all left to the ladies who are there. The senior, the ladies, they had taken the control and they were instructing the younger gopis how to bathe the fresh baby and how to feed the baby. This discussion going on among them. Nanda Maharaj has no authority to interfere in that. He has been kept outside and also all the older cowherd men, they are all kept outside. So Yashoda has, first time, after appearance, Yashoda has not seen the baby yet. After bathing the baby, and that bathing process is a very detailed process of bathing, they bring the baby to show to Yashoda first time. And this is the first time Yashoda's vision of Krishna in life. First time Yashoda seeing Krishna. Just think about that within yourself. How that mother must have felt. Isn't it? How Yashoda would have felt seeing Krishna first time in life. That relationship lasted till Krishna went to Mathura. Isn't it? 12 years. And in that 12 years, that childhood Krishna had with Yashoda, which is the major part of the 10th canto in the beginning. Yashoda's love for Krishna, Nanda Maharaj's love for Krishna, makes this 10th canto somewhat special, more than anything else in the Bhagavad. If you relish those chapters, first 10-12 chapters after Krishna left Vrindavanam and went to Mathura, it is a different story altogether. There he has become a very grown-up person, and Krishna had to deal with the diplomacy, politics, and war. And then in Dwarka, he had a life as an emperor, controlling the whole scenario there, which is different. But this childhood, which Krishna spent with Yashoda in the Bhagavatam, there is so much written about it in the by great devotees in different ways, what they found and what they enjoyed in that relationship with Yashoda and Krishna. Till the date when Krishna left Vrindavanam and gone to Mathura, when Uddhava came to see Yashoda, isn't it? And the Nanda Maharaj, Krishna sent Uddhava there to pacify them, to tell them that Krishna will come back. Krishna never came back. But that is the 47th chapter in the 10th canto. You can see there how Yashoda felt that after Krishna left. In this 10 or 12 years when Krishna spent at Vrindavanam with Yashoda, Gokulam and Vrindavanam, and the Krishna and Yashoda, that life they had together, Yashoda could never forget that in her life. And when Nanda Maharaj came back from Mathura after Kamsa was killed and told Yashoda that he had come back without Krishna, while going, Yashoda said to Akrura that you should look after him and bring him back safely and everything. Krishna knew at that time there was no coming back. Yashoda never knew that. And Akrura also knew what was going to happen. He didn't know. He knew what for he was taking Balram and Krishna there, wasn't it? But when Nanda Maharaj came back alone, without Krishna and Balram, you should have seen Yashoda's face that day. That's the Bhagavatam, when you read that, it's a scene which is worth remembering. These are certain nice feelings in the Bhagavatam that to show to us what love means for Krishna. Yashoda's love for Krishna is spoken in the Bhagavatam so much, in so many devotees, in so many different ways. They could never finish that, talking about it. It is pretty unusual thing. So, here, Shukla Brahmarshi is saying, this is a festival, this Nandotsavam, or Krishnavadhar also was Sambhramam. And what Yashoda Devi, when she saw Krishna first time, from that attachment that was built up in Yashoda's heart, and gopis also wanted to see that form. And they are all coming in queue. After Yashoda, first time it was shown to Yashoda. After that, the visitors started coming. In the meanwhile, they allowed Nanda Maharaj to come inside. Up to that, gopis have kept them away. They brought him out to show to Nanda Maharaj for him to see. Men had no entrance there. They'll bring the baby outside, show it to Nanda Maharaj. They'll show to Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj bliss, you can imagine at that time what Nanda Maharaj felt. And Nanda Maharaj, after seeing the baby, he gave the presents to all the gopis who brought the baby outside. Nanda Maharaj was so rich at that time with the jewels and the gold and all the stones, everything he had. He was giving freely with everything what he got. And he gave it to the gopi who brought Krishna in her hand. But she was holding Krishna very closely. So when Nanda Maharaj gave the presents to her, it all fell off from the hand. And one devotee says that the gopi normally didn't bother to pick it up. Very expensive jewels and stones, because this stone in the hand was more precious for her. If we were there, what would we have done? We would have left the baby and picked to make sure that we have got everything in our bag, put it in our bag, and then say, we'll take the baby and probably we'll have to go after that. That was the difference. Even from the appearance day itself, gopis have forgotten this world. Just by being the very presence of Krishna was sufficient for them, they felt that we don't need anything else in life. This change happened in the gopis. This change has happened in the gopis. The day one itself. So when this is the proof they are showing to us, that when all these expensive jewels and everything were given to the gopi, it fell off from the hand, and they didn't bother even to pick it up. They took the baby and went back to show to us gopi's attachment to Krishna started from that day. And they didn't care anymore whether they had the gold or jewelry or stones or this or that. All they wanted was Krishna. From that day, the attachment has built up. So, Vilumangalam says this, Atyanda bala madasi kusuma prakasham Digvasasam kanaga bhushana bhushidangam Visrastakesham arunadharaya daksham Krishnam namami manasa vasudeva sunyam. So, that famous verse was, this whole scene was shown to Vilumangalam. Krishna has shown this to Vilumangalam. And after seeing that, Vilumangalam, in his Karnamurtam, brought that verse. Atyanda bala matasi kusama prakasham. It is in the second canto. Digvasasam kanaka bhushana bhushidangam visrastakesham arunadharadhaya daksham krishnam namami manasa vasudeva sunyam. Vilumangalam, when he saw all these things, remember Vilumangalam, this whole Nandotsavam Vilumangalam has seen inside. Spiritual realization is all inside. We are thinking everything Krishna will come and show to us separately. Yes, he does. But he does it in such a way that you alone have it. Nobody else has it. Only those who qualified will have it. That's why great devotees, when they write their realizations, that is important. For example, bhajans, we sing bhajans, isn't it? Some bhajans are written by devotees who haven't had that realization. Prabhupada used to say you shouldn't sing those bhajans. But unfortunately, it's become very difficult these days because all kinds of bhajans are written. But bhajans that is the realization of a devotee, that should be sung. It has its effect on us. But other ones otherwise becomes just a carpentry of words. You can write nice bhajans provided you have that vocabulary and word power or quality of a poet. You can put together words together and create a song. That's not something so difficult, isn't it? I mean, many, many poets do that. But persons who had experience of Krishna and Krishna's pastimes in their own life, who have experienced that, when they write songs, devotional songs, it has a different effect. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave so much importance to this Krishna Karnamadam. His another name, you know what that is? Leelashugan. Leelashugan means that Shuga Brahmarshi, who, a form of Shuga Brahmarshi, who is capable of describing pastimes of Krishna like Shuga Brahmarshi. Only the Leela. Capable of discussing Leela very well and direct experience of that Leela, Vilumangalam had. Therefore, he is addressed as Leelashugan. So, in the books, many books, if you see in the modern books of Vilumangalam's books, you will find that his name is mentioned as Leelashuga, more than Vilumangal Thakur. Leelashugan, that's the name. So, it is Leelashugan's, and we will come to many of these verses later in the 10th canto. Each and every one of them verses are so important. And even today, many of the famous Bhagavatam speakers, who are very eloquent in talking about this 10th canto, they will freely use this incidents, what is there spoken in the Karnamadam, Krishna Karnamadam. Very famous verses they are. And each and every single pastime spoken in this has its own beauty. Yashoda Devi feeding Krishna, Yashoda Devi putting Krishna back to sleep. And in the sleep, how Yashoda Devi used to talk, give stories to Krishna. And in the middle of the stories, how Krishna used to react. Like a mother and the son. That beautiful and the sweet relationship between Yashoda and Krishna. That is why it is so beautiful. And many devotees memorize these old verses because of their sweetness. So, Atyanda Bala Madasi Kusama Prakasham Digvasasam Kanaga Bhushana Bhushidangam Visrastakesha Marunadharamaya Daksham Krishnam Namami Manasa Vasudeva Sunyam. Krishnam Namami Manasa Vasudeva Sunyam. That he is saying that after Yashoda Devi has seen the baby, Nanda Maharaj has seen the baby, gopis have decorated Krishna. Digvasasam, no clothes, but all the jewelry on that. Kanaka Bhushana Bhushida Angam. Then the whole hair is let loose. Krishna had plenty of hair, birth itself. And whole hair is let loose. Visrasta Kesham, Arunadharam, reddish lips. Ayataksham, and that beautiful long eyes, what Krishna had. Arunadharam Ayataksham. Vilumangalam says, Krishnam Namami Manasa. I pay my obeisances to him in my mind, who? Vasudeva Sunyam, Vasudeva's son. To Vasudeva's son, Krishna, to him I pay my obeisances in my mind. Saying like this, Vilumangalam wrote that. Other verses we will see later. So, here, Yashoda, there are certain mantra in the Upanishads. Vasudeva Karakamala Madhugaraya, comparing Vasudeva's hand compared to a lotus flower. And in that lotus flower, there is a bee has come and taking the honey from that flower. Similarly, Krishna looked like that in the hands of Vasudev. In the hands of Vasudev. And Vasudev brought him and left him here and went back. So, Vilumangalam is talking about this at that time when the baby was brought there. And Atyanda Balam means that very much a child, very much a child. And when Vasudev saw the baby, how did he say? Tamal, Budham, he said. Balagam Ambujakshanam. Vasudev's words are like that. Tamal, Budham Balagam Ambujakshanam. Albudham. Wonderful it was, seeing Krishna. And Vilumangalam says, Atyanda Bala Madasi Kusuma Prakasham. Because Vasudev saw there was four hands. And that was so shocking for Vasudev when he saw that. But when he looked at those eyes, the face and the smile, all those things, everything looks like a babyish face. Four hands form, but looks at the face, it looked like a bala, child, little young child form. And when you look at the little babyish face, Atasi Kusuma Prakasham. Atasi Kusuma means there is a flower called Kayambu. It's a bluish color. I don't know what the English name is. Atasi Kusuma. You will see them in Vrindavanam in many places. It grows in a particular season. Bluish color flower with a white background. All that. And Krishna's color is compared to that color of that flowers. Atasi Kusuma. Kayambu. Another name for that. So, they were saying that why this baby is like bluish color, like this. And gopis were talking to each other, because generally women will look at all these things very carefully, isn't it? The color, the hair, and they will make sure that is there any problem with any parts of the body. They have to look everything carefully. So they were saying that this baby's color is not Yashoda's color. This is not Nanda Maharaj's color also. How did he get this color? They were all talking to each other like this. So, then the other gopis were saying, both Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda have served Vishnu a lot in their life. They were Vishnu's devotees, Mahavishnu's devotees. Therefore, probably it is possible that Mahavishnu has come as their son. They were making the comments like that. And what gopis are saying is correct also, because when you read the Gaubiya Geetam later on in the Rasa Manjadhyayi, the five chapters related to Rasa dance, there gopis will say, Nakhalu Gaubiga Nandano Bhavan, you are not this gopi's child. Akhila Dehinam Andaral Madrukka, who is present in everyone inside the heart as the super soul of everybody. Akhila Dehinam Andar Alma Drukke. He is the soul of everyone, and he is the one who is seeing everything through the eyes, through the ears, through the nose, through the experiencing the world, in other words. All experience, it is he who is having it inside. Andar Alma Drukke. Vikana Sartido Vishwaguptaye Sakamudeyivan Satvadam Kule. But you have given this impression that you have come and taken birth in this family as Nanda Maharaj's son and made people to believe it like that. So this boy who is born now, it is Yashoda Devi's son, we call, is actually maybe Mahavishnu's appearance himself. Because Mahavishnu has this bluish color. Maybe that is why he is like this. They were joking in this way, each other. Some other gopis who are a little bit poetic and who are literary tastes. Everybody is not the same in this world, isn't it? Everybody is different. So they were saying that this Yashoda used to go and bathe in that Kalindi river every day. And by bathing in that Kalindi river, she got this baby like that color now. The Kalindi river's color. So gopis are making different statements. It is possible that she became like that because of this Yashoda bathing in the Kalindi river regularly, because the water in the Kalindi is blackish. And in pregnancy also, she used to go there to bathe. And because of that, this baby has come out like this. And they, in a poetical way, they were saying this, their comments. So, whatever it may be, Atasi Kusama Prakasham. Atasi Kusama, that's a flower. When we saw the color, they couldn't keep quiet. They had to say something about it. They had to say something about it. That beauty, what Krishna exhibited in that time, in every devotee later has spoken. The beauty, what Krishna has shown in that time. In the Bhagavatam, there are three instances where Krishna has shown somewhat unusual, exhibited, you can say, his position as the Absolute Truth. Bhishma remembers that. Later on also you will see that in the Bhagavatam, when they are saying that one instance is in the Rajasuyam sacrifice. Another instance is in the Rasa dance. And the third one is in the Mahabharata war. Krishna has shown to the world who he is. And Bhishma particularly mentions these three occasions in the Bhishma study. When you study Bhishma study, Bhishma's glorification, which we'll study some more time when we get that time to do that. Bhishma says that after those three instances, I had no doubt who Krishna is. He said, I had no doubt who he is. And that is these three important instances. Rajasuyam, sacrifice, when Shishupala was killed, one. Mahabharata war, another instance, when Krishna shown who he is. And third, in the Rasa dance. When we say Krishna is Yogeshwareshwara, Yogeshwareshwara means you can't have a position beyond than that. Among all the Yogeshwaras, he is the Ishwara of all. That means the whole yogic power in Krishna, totally manifesting in this world, visible to others to recognize that. That opportunity was in these three instances. That's why it's so important. And those who have seen and recognized, they had no doubt after that who this person is. We must always remember that. Rajasuyam, Rasa dance, and Mahabharata war. In three special occasions where he has exhibited that. But there are many other instances. Those instances shown Krishna's not only the beauty, all other opulences. Other opulences in Krishna were shown at those times. When Rajasuyam, if you remember, we talked about Rajasuyam before, that how Krishna was put in the Agrasaram. Agrasaram means as the chief guest. He was honored there, wasn't it? And Shishupala objected. Shishupala objected that, and Sahadev got up from the seat and said to Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira was a little bit in trouble. He didn't want to upset Shishupala also. The usual Yudhishthira doesn't want to upset anybody. Poor Yudhishthira. So he was trying to keep everybody in peace. He was telling Sahadev, don't get upset with Shishupala. Let him speak what he wants and let him go. Sahadev said, no, we have taken Krishna as the chief guest or the Agrasana Puja. So Krishna should be honored and glorified, and that's our duty. Sahadev kept pushing that. Finally, Shishupala started abusing, and when 100 abuses were thrown, on the 101st, Krishna cut his throat with the Sudarshana disc, and Shishupala goes and merges with Krishna. That means that he has got liberated, in other words, from this world. So, in instances like that, Krishna has shown who he is. But the beauty, what Krishna shown in Vrindavanam, and also in the childhood, in Gokulam, that was unparalleled. Because it's through beauty, Krishna attracted the gopis. That beauty. Krishna's beauty, that's what attracted the gopis to Krishna. Isn't it? So, when they saw this form, what Vilamangalam has spoken here, that's why you remember Vallabhacharya when he wrote that, Adharam Madhuram, Adharam Madhuram. It is reflecting that beauty, what you show in the Bhagavatam at this point. That the beauty of Krishna. Saundaryottaradobi sundaradaram tudrubam. Ascharyadobi ascharyam bhuvanena kasyakutukam pushnadi vishno vibho. In Narayaniyam, Melpathur mentions that Saundaryottaradobi sundaradaram. Of all the beautiful things in this world, the most beautiful. What you can imagine. Saundaryottaradobi sundaradaram. Tvadrubam, your form. Ascharyadobi ascharyam. Of all the wonderful forms in this world, it's the most wonderful form. Bhuvane nakasya kutugam pushnadi vishnu vibho. So, when you see that form, you won't be able to take your eyes away from there. And it is like that, this bluish color. Krishna's color is such that it has some special attraction. Digvasasam kanagabhushana bhushinangam. And Krishna has been decorated with jewels and other things, expensive ornaments and everything, because he is not even ready for wearing the kaupin. You know that stage in life, kaupinam starts for the brahmacharis after little later, when they are little grown up. Otherwise they will say, we are having suffocation when you put the kaupin on them. They want to be free completely without any clothes on at that stage. But kaupinam is put on the brahmacharis at a later date, when they are grown a little bit. First thing the mother did is the kaupinam for the baby. So, what Yashoda Devi and the gopis have done, they've taken a very little, small cloth and tied around Krishna's waist, something in the waist, otherwise it looks very bare. So they have put a little cloth on the waist of Krishna, and you could see that, just to cover the nakedness, little bit. But to put the kaupin and all is not ready yet, it's too young. Visrastakesham arunathara dayadaksham. And the hair also is all very loose. It's not easy to keep it in tidy. And gopis and Yashoda are sitting next to Krishna. They are putting their fingers through Krishna's hair and doing it like this to feel the hair. To feel the hair. And they were massaging everywhere on the forehead, all over the body. And they are saying, each other, the women have the nature, they're making comments. Oh, I'm sure he'll have a lot of hair when he grows up. Comments like that, they were making. People say that you got such thick hair. Or some people say, oh, he's got such hair that by 30, 40, he'll be baldy. So, people make all these kinds of comments, isn't it? So, Aruna Adharam. Then, even though Krishna was sleeping most of the time, closed his eyes, and sometimes the beautiful reddish lips have a smile on the lips. And they were enjoying that smile. Mother and other ladies also, they take a lot of pleasure at that time, looking at the baby, isn't it? And sometimes babies, you have noticed, they will smile in the sleep. I don't know whether you have noticed all that. Nowadays we put them in the ICU. We'll never see them anything, what happens. But generally babies, sometimes they will see some dream or something and they will smile in the dream. And you may think, why are they smiling? Babies have all this kind of drama goes on there. Krishna was smiling sometime in the sleep. And all the gopis and Yashoda who were carefully watching him were also enjoying it, watching the Krishna's smile. And sometime he will move his lips. And sometime he is trying to show as though he is trying to suck the breast in that way. So, and when you see the movement of those lips, you will feel like looking at it continuously. Actually, it is a very pleasant and interesting scene to watch little babies sleeping. No anxieties on the face. And that deep sleep what they have. It's all that is covered in those two words. Arunadhara Maya Daksham. That's what that means. Visrastakesham Arunadhara Maya Daksham. Villamangalam says. Arunadhara Maya Daksham means that reddish lips and the smile on that lips, dreaming something inside, don't know what it is, what Krishna is smiling about, who knows. And then gopis and Yashoda sitting next to him, observing that and enjoying that mood in Krishna. That Krishna's different bodily movements. Lot of things, is so much written about that. Arunadharadayadaksham. Sometimes, even though the eyes are closed, sometimes Krishna will open the eyes. Babies have that nature also. And he will look all around and then go back to sleep again. Close his eyes, isn't it? When he opens his eyes, when Krishna opens his eyes, the gopis will look at it, and the beauty of those eyes, gopis fall for that. Krishna's eyes are well known. The most beautiful part of Krishna's body is the eyes, isn't it? It is there in the Bhagavatam itself, it is like that. What did he say? Tamal Bhudam Balakam Ambujayakshanam. Vasudev, when he saw Krishna first time, what affected him most was the eyes. What affected the gopis were the eyes. And when Krishna was growing up, Yashoda used to bathe Krishna nicely and used to put this, what the kajal or the eye, pulp or whatever they, and decorate Krishna in the eyes. Even though nothing else was decorated, eyes were so beautiful that Yashoda and Rohini, they used to take a lot of time to decorate Krishna's eyes. It was so beautiful that they felt that it was just sufficient looking at those eyes, the beauty of those eyes. And some unusual attraction for this baby from day one. And they were never satisfied with that. They couldn't go home. They had their own children at home. But leaving them there, they had come here. And they will spend the time, and with one excuse or the other, they will spend the time with Yashoda just to see Krishna. Just to see Krishna. So, it is in the middle of all that, combining all that, this verse Vilumangalam has spoken. So, so the day when Krishna has appeared there, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi, and all the cowherd men, and the gopis who were living in that Gokulam, all of them were feeling a peculiar happiness, a peculiar, unusual happiness. And to transfer that happiness to us, Vilumangalam combined several verses in Krishna Karnamatam. And that is why he says here, then from that day onwards, the pastimes begin. Krishna's childhood pastimes begin. So, what did Vilumangalam say to Krishna that day? Vilumangalam says after that, from this day onwards, whatever pastimes you are performing in this world, let me experience them every moment. This was Vilumangalam's prayer to Krishna. It's because of the beauty of those pastimes. Let that remain in my heart forever, Vilumangalam says to Krishna. That you will see in this Karnamrutam itself, Vilumangalam saying to Krishna. You will notice in the beginning, Vayam Yashoda Shishubala Leela Katha Sudha Sindushu Leela Yama. Yashoda Shishu Bala Leela Katha Sudha Sindushu Leela Yama. I'm not sure where that is. Where is this? Vayam Yashoda Shishu Bala Leela Katha Sudha Sindushu Leela Yama. There's four. Vilumangalam's relationship with Krishna, the way he speaks to Krishna and the way he had mentions that Vayam Yashoda Shishu Bala Leela Katha Sudha Sindushu Leela Yama. That's the first two lines, and other two lines are later. Let's see. So, Vilumangalam says that from now on I will get completely absorbed in this childhood pastimes. That is that, how beautiful they are. Childhood, Yashoda and Krishna together. Yashoda, now here again another interesting thing. We have three personalities here. Who are they? Devaki, Yashoda and Rohini. Sugar Brahmarshi says, of all the three, Rohini is more fortunate than anybody, all others. Why? Yashoda had only the opportunity to see pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavanam and Gokulam. Rohini had that opportunity. Rohini also had the opportunity in Mathura and Dwaraka as well. So, Devaki didn't have only the Mathura, that to some extent, but missed out the whole of Vrindavanam pastimes. So you can imagine Devaki's situation. But Yashoda had the good fortune to have that. Devaki didn't have. So, says here, Kathasudha Sindhushu Leelayama. Vilumangalam says, from now on, no more Brahma Dhyana, meditation on Brahma, self-inquiry and all that. I'm giving up, he says. He said, I will just absorb myself in Krishna. This is Vilumangalam's. If you go and tell Vilumangalam other things, he doesn't want to hear. So you can see that in different great personalities, there is already a certain way they will go in life. Somebody will be more happy to do the self-inquiry, Yanamargam. That will suit them. Personalities like Vilumangalam doesn't want all that. For him, this is the attraction. Can you say one is right and one is wrong? You can't say that, can you? So, but that is why it till we feel ourselves comfortable with the process, what suits us, Krishna has to reveal that to you. What is the process for us? Each one of us, every single one, person. What is going to suit our spiritual life? What will be our spiritual life? At this moment, we have to carry on with our sadhana, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, everything. Another time when a stage comes in life, when one has matured to such an extent, that what they call it as adhikari bhedam, qualifications. At that stage, when you get that direction from inside, at that time you will in a natural way go in that direction. Somebody will go to Himalayas, somebody will go to Vrindavanam. That's very difficult to say in advance. Everybody won't go to Vrindavanam, everybody won't go to Himalaya. That's the way it is. Spiritualized nature is like that. So, Vayam Yashoda. So, he is saying, Vilumangalam is saying to us, I am happy just to be absorbed in this pastimes. I don't want anything else. Vayam Yashoda Shishu Bala Leela Katha Sutha Sindhushu Leela Yama. Nothing more than that. And from now on, I'm not interested in the Canto 11. I'm not interested in any other cantos in the Bhagavatam except these first 10-15 chapters of the 10th canto for Vilumangalam. Vilumangalam, it is like that. If you look at Karnamrutam, you will see it is nothing but a reflection of the pastimes what Sukha Brahmarshi has spoken in the 10th canto. Nothing else. Just picked up all the pastimes and Krishna has revealed to him and he put that beautifully in the Karnamrutam. So, devotees will pray like the way Vilumangalam has prayed to Krishna. So, similarly, Vilumangalam says, Yashoda Devi, Nanda Maharaj, Gopis, Cowherd boys, they all together, they brought up Krishna, giving him butter, milk and looking after him and enjoyed that lovely association in Vrindavanam for several years. We are happy with that. We don't want even liberation, they are saying. They are not even looking for liberation. So, so that is another important thing in the 10th canto. Sometimes we think 11th canto is highly interesting. And the way Krishna has packaged the knowledge of the Vedam, Vedic philosophy, into that 11th canto, is an amazing thing what Krishna has done with Uddhava. And Uddhava, when he leaves also, even after hearing the Ekadasha Skandam, Uddhava Vadesham, still Uddhava says to Krishna that Namostude Mahayogin Prapanna Manushadhimam Yatha Tvacharanam Bhoje Radisyal Anabhayini. That is the parting words from Uddhava to Krishna. Namostude Mahayogin, Mahayogin, addressing Krishna. That what he did, what Krishna did here, these gopis who had no education, they have not trained in Shastram, they have no background, spiritual background, in this life we are talking about. In previous life they were great personalities, no doubt. But what Krishna has shown to us is, in this very lifetime, they were ordinary people, selling butter, milk, and lived an ordinary life like anybody else in this world. They were brought from that state to the highest state, isn't it? Shuga Brahmarshi is saying they are his spiritual masters. Shuga Brahmarshi says about them. Uddhava says about them, seeing that bhakti in the among the gopis. So how did they get there? What brought them to that state? That's Krishna. So even personality, gopis from that level, they could come up to this stage of devotion, bhakti. Why worry about liberation? This is the point they have spoken in that. That's why when Vilumangalam says you have to take that very seriously, as much as you take Uddhava's words in the Bhagavadam, when Krishna is talking to Uddhava, they are all very interesting. But even that knowledge what is in the Ekadasha Skandam, for that knowledge to manifest in us, for that Chitta Shuddhi, purification, bhakti is necessary. Bhakti is necessary. That is why he says there that how Krishna allowed the gopis to come to closer to him in that way. Only because of Krishna's mercy this has happened. That he allowed the gopis to come to him in this way, to build that relationship with him. Otherwise, what was gopi's situation? So here, and in a similar way, Vilumangalam says, like you allowed the gopis to come closer to him, allow me, says Vilumangalam, to absorb in all the pastimes in the same way, like you brought it for the gopis. This is how Vilumangalam says this to Krishna. So, and from there, you can see there that Shuka Brahmarshi, Shri Shukan says to Parishad Maharaj that the day the gopis and the cowherd boys, they were attracted to Krishna. From that day onwards, they had a different life altogether. The attraction was so strong to gopis that they couldn't anymore live a normal life, what they did before. The whole life was changed. 6 days were over in this way, in that festival. Nanda Maharaj didn't know what was happening. And at that time, Nanda Maharaj realized that he has to report to Kamsa when he has got a child, isn't it? That's responsibility in those days. And also Nanda Maharaj has to pay his taxes to Kamsa. And it's traditional when you go to see a big personality like Kamsa, you take with you all the necessary presents for him and the amount of money what you have to pay. So he has calculated all that, whatever he had to do, and he tied all that gold coins, everything together, and then he told the cowherd men to go with him to see Nanda Maharaj. So while going, they are, because they are absorbed in the tending the cows, they had to take the products with them, plenty of butter, cheese, milk, everything together with him. And so he called some of those cowherd men and told them that we are going to Mathura to see Kamsa. Some of them decided to go with Nanda Maharaj. Yashoda says to Nanda Maharaj, don't go alone. with the arrival of Krishna, the whole family relationships all changed. There was so much love among the people just by the arrival of Krishna. Arrival of Krishna. When after seeing Kamsa, Yashoda told this to Nanda Maharaj. After seeing Kamsa, you should also go and see Vasudev. This was told by Yashoda. Because Yashoda was getting all the help from Rohini here at home. And Rohini has no contact with Vasudev for quite some time. And it was causing a little difficulty for Rohini being there alone. So at least if Nanda Maharaj goes and sees Vasudev and comes back and report back to Rohini, she will be somewhat pacified. Yashoda is very thoughtful, considering, very considerate also, to make sure that Rohini is not unhappy. Because now Rohini had Balaram and Yashoda had Krishna. Those two children were growing up together. And all the pastimes are centered around Balaram and Krishna. And Yashoda Devi did not want to have any problem with that relationship. And therefore, Yashoda thought that if Rohini has to stay here, she has to be peaceful with Balaram. For that, she says to Nanda Maharaj that before you come back, after seeing Kamsa, please go and visit Vasudeva also and speak to him about the situation here at home. And so that Vasudeva is also peaceful about that with the situation. So all this is happening behind the scene. And when Yashoda mentioned this to Nanda Maharaj, to Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj appreciated that big heart of Yashoda to remind him, because he was worrying about other things. So that means to show to us that Yashoda, in spite of all what was going through, that good culture in her, to be considerate to others, even among the family members who are with her, this shows that quality inside of that person's heart, isn't it? So, because all the comfort what Yashoda had, Rohini was offering to her. Rohini was practically looking after Yashoda all the time. And she was living there like a big queen in a palace, being looked after by so many people. That is why he mentions there, Rohini ja Mahabhaga, 17th verse. Nanda Goba Vinandita, Vijaral Divya Vasasrakkandha Bharana Bhushita. That verses come from that. Rohini ja Mahabhaga, Nanda Goba Vinandita, Vijaral Divya Vasasrakkandha Bharana Bhushita. That Shuka Brahmarshi says, of all them, most fortunate person is Rohini. Rohini ja Mahabhaga. Why? Nanda Gobavi Nandida. Nanda Maharaj, in Yashoda's absence, Yashoda is, after the delivery, she had to stay in the bed for several months, isn't it? Those days it was like that. Now we don't get that opportunity. 3 days, I think, we are told. Stay in less than 3 days. Because there's no bed available. She had to leave the hospital straight away.
3 hours.
Yeah, 3 hours maximum. So, Rohini ja Mahabhaga, Nanda Gobabhi Nandida. Nanda Maharaj congratulated her. Why? Vajaral Divya Vasasra Kandhabharana Bhushida. Rohini was very expert in management as a housewife. Seeing her expertise in organizing things and managing things, and plenty was available because Mahalakshmi was there. Nanda Maharaj says, Rohini is a great personality. Nanda Gobabhi Nanda. Nanda Maharaj appreciated her very much. That expertise, because when we had so many visitors coming home with presents and when they wanted to see the baby, and Yashoda Devi was in the bed lying there, so looking after Yashoda, overall management of the whole situation, Rohini did so well. Shuka Brahmarshi says, Rohini ja Mahabhaga. She is so fortunate. Why? Nanda Gobabhi Nandida. Nanda Maharaj appreciated her. Vajaral Divya Vasasra Kandhabharana Bhushida. More than anything else, when Rohini was at home, well dressed, Kanthabharana Bhushita, she was so beautiful as well. With that note, we'll stop for a few minutes. Cheto darpanam arjanam bhavamaha davagni narvavanam shreyakaidava chandriga vidaranam vidhyavadhu jivanam anandam budivardhanam pradipada purnamrita swadanam sarvatma svanam varam vijayade shri krishna sankirtanam namnamakari bahuda nija sarva shakti tatrarpidane midasmarane nakalam Dushitava Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdevami Drishamihajani Nanuragaha Trinaravi Shuni Chena Taroravi Sahishuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Mathanam Najanam Sundarim Kavitam Vajagadisha Kamaye Mama Janmani Janmani Shuri Bhavadad Bhakti Hai Dugitvai Nandatanuja Kingaram, Patitamam Shami Pavam Budo, Raya Tavapada Panga Jastida Guri Sadrasham Vichindaya, Vayanam Galada Shodhadaya, Vanam Gadda Rudhayagya, Pulagar Nichidam Kadava Bhutava Mama Grahani Bhavishadim, Yugaidam Nimeshena, Chakshusha Pravishaidam, Shunyaidam Jagal Sarvam, Govinda Virahe Name. Ashlishava padaradam pinashtumam adarshanam marmahadam karotuva yathatadava vidadadulambado malpranamatha sunayevana param. So no classes next Saturday, Sunday, 5th and 6th, I think. So, Rohini Jamahabhaga, Nandagobhavi Nandida, Vajaral Divyavasasra, Kandhabharana Bhushidaha. 17th verse, 5th chapter. 10.5.17 Shukha Brahmarshi says that Rohini is the most fortunate person, appreciated by Abhinandida. Nanda Maharaj has appreciated Rohini because of her managerial skill to manage everything. Yashoda is not able to do anything, looking after Balaram, running the family. Overall, Rohini's presence was so helpful to Nanda Maharaj. And in a situation like that, when there were so many visitors and everything, Rohini took care of everything very well. So, and plus, added to all that, whatever help Yashoda was required, Rohini provided that. Particularly, you have to remember how to bathe Krishna in the early days. Yashoda had no practice. Rohini knew well. And Rohini managed organizing the proper water, proper medicines, everything. So, Shukha Brahmarshi says there that the way Rohini was moving around in the house, seeing that he wants to pay obeisances to her from a distance to Rohini, seeing Rohini's capabilities in managing things. Mahabhaga calls Rohini as Mahabhaga. So Shukha Brahmarshi says, this good fortune Rohini had, nobody else had. Nobody else had this good fortune, what Rohini had. Why? Because Yashoda and Devaki, they didn't have the same good fortune like Rohini had. Rohini's fortune was that was able to spend the whole time with Krishna. to be part of that Balalila, the childhood pastimes in Gokulam and Vrindavanam. Devaki didn't have that. Devaki didn't have that. After that, when they got into the chariot and went to Mathura in with Akrura, got there, and as soon as Kamsa was killed, Rohini moved back to Rumini moved to Mathura, and because Rohini came to Mathura, Yashoda missed all the pastimes in Mathura, isn't it? Yashoda missed all the pastimes in Mathura, so Rohini was actively a part of the pastimes in Mathura as well. After that, the remaining time till 125 years, when Krishna spent the rest of the time in this planet, in all other pastimes in Dwaraka, Rohini was a part of that. So who is more fortunate? To spend the whole lifetime from appearance right up to the departure from this world, Rohini had the good fortune. That is why Shukha Brahmashri is saying that. Rohini Jamaha Bhaga, how fortunate she is. She had the, this is luck, isn't it? That things happened in such a way that she was able to be there at the time when Krishna appeared, and happened to be in Mathura when Krishna went there, and happened to be in Dwaraka when remaining time when Krishna spent in Dwaraka. So that's why it is. So because Rohini could participate in all these pastimes, nobody else, no pastimes which Rohini hasn't seen, Krishna's pastimes. If you ask that, for example, look at Yashoda's misfortune. When Krishna got married to Rukmini, of course she came for the marriage. But after that, Jambavati, Satyabhava, Nagnajit, Mitravinda, all other marriages, Lakshmana, Yashoda was in there, Rohini was there. So throughout in Krishna's time in this world, from appearance to light to the right point when she left, Rohini was involved in all the pastimes. That is why Shukha Brahmarshi says that Rohini ja Mahabhaga, how good fortunate he is, she is, to be there. So for Devaki, up to the age of 12, missed Vrindavanam, isn't it? Because of living in Mathura. So it says here, Nanda Gobabi Nandida. You remember when Vasudev saw Krishna first time, remember those prayers? How did it begin? The first word he used was Viditosi. Vasudev's prayers. You look at that word, that is in the third chapter, verse 13. 10:3:13. Bhagavatam has a lot of interesting things when you start looking at it carefully. He says here, Viditosi Bhavan Sakshal Prakrita Purusha Prakrita Para. Vasudev is saying like that. And when Vasudev said that, Krishna smiled inside. You have understood me, have you? That was the mood. Krishna, because that word Vididosi means that, you see that word Vididosi, he says, I understand you now. Who was there? He's saying to Krishna, I understand you. Krishna is smiling inside. Do you understand me? Vididosi Bhavan Sakshal Purusha Prakrite Para Kevalanu Bhavananda Swarupa Sarvabhutidrak. So often you will find this in many glorifications. When they say something, you got to be extremely careful about Krishna, what you are saying. You can't just say and get away with anything. You can say you understand some things, but how much do we understand Krishna? Dhruva Maharaj, when he saw Krishna, he didn't know what to say to Krishna. The first five-year-old boy, he is seeing Krishna. And he didn't know what to say. Knowing that Dhruva couldn't speak anything, Krishna touched Dhruva's cheeks with the conch shell. That time, from nowhere, Dhruva got the capacity, and Dhruva Stuti we got from that.
Do you have some water?
No. This will be okay. What's interesting there is, when Vasudev said that verse, Vididosi Bhavan Sakshal, that verse is, Sakshal Purusha Prakriti Param Kevalanu Bhavananda Suryupa Sarvabuddhidrak. What did Vasudev say? Vasudev says that I understand that I'm not this body, I'm not this mind, I'm not this intelligence, nothing. But actually, you are that person who is inside me, Kevalanu Bhavananda Suryupam Sarva Buddhi Drikka. Practically referring to Krishna as the super soul who is present inside a Sandariyami. It is in that way that verse is spoken. Devotees say, when Vasudev said this verse to Krishna, Krishna says, that's fine, you are not going to be with me in the childhood pastimes. Because you are talking about all these things. Vididosi Bhavan Sakshal Purusha Prakriti Param Kevalanu Bhavananda Swarupam Sarva Buddhi Drikka. So, from that day onwards, Bala Leela, Yashoda Devi, Vasudevan Devi couldn't get. That was given to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. Bala Leela, childhood pastimes. So, Yashoda had all the Bala Leela, childhood pastimes. Yashoda had that, isn't it? But after Krishna left and Balaram left to Vrindavanam and went with Akrura to Mathura, what Yashoda and Devaki could not experience in Vrindavanam, which Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj did experience in Vrindavanam, Bala Leela didn't finish in Vrindavanam itself. It did went to Mathura as well. Rohini had that whole of Bala Leela. Bala Leela beginning from Gokulam, Vrindavanam and Mathura. All three places. Whole pastimes in all the three places our Rohini had. So, because of that, Yashoda Devi specifically told Nanda Maharaj that you must go and see Rohini's husband, Vasudev. So, Nanda Gopal asked Rohini, is there anything to be specifically told to Vasudev? So, Yashoda says to Nanda Maharaj, when you go there and when you see Vasudev, tell him that this personality who is born on Akshaya day, that is Balaram, nothing special with him. Inform him about that, about the child who was born, Balaram, isn't it? This was Dev's son. And discuss with him what name should be given to him, because the actual father is Vasudev. So, Yashoda Devi told the Maharaj so many things. When you go and see Vasudev and discuss with Vasudev what should be given the name to the child without asking. You can't name the child without asking the father and the mother. So, that responsibility was also given to Nanda Maharaj. Think about that and ask them to send their Purohit or priest, whoever has to perform the ceremony, because they had all set up in them days. Krishna's Gargamuni is not Krishna's actual spiritual master, Nanda Maharaj's spiritual master. Spiritual master in the sense that who performed all the ceremonies for them. It is not meant to be for Gargamuni. Gargamuni is Vasudev's Purohit. Nanda Maharaj's Purohit is Shandilya Muni. Shandilya Maharshi. They are all rishis. So, rishis had very close relationship with the family members. So, normal conditions, Shandilya Maharshi must have done the name giving ceremony for Krishna. Shandilya Maharshi must have done that. But instead, Gargamuni was sent here by Vasudev. That will come later. So Nandagopa goes there and pay his dues to Kamsa, whatever taxes or whatever he had to pay. And then he goes to Vasudev and talks to him. Vasudev says, when Vasudev saw Nanda Maharaj, he felt very uncomfortable. Because behind the scenes, so many things were happening. Vasudev knew about that. Nanda Maharaj didn't. So Vasudev told Nanda Maharaj, you should now go back to Gokulam, because things are not looking good. There are some bad omen indicating that there could be some problem, trouble there. And so, how did Vasudev knew that? Remember, Kamsa locked them up, did they not? Vasudev and Devaki. So, when you are in the prison, sometimes what do? Suppose you are locked up in the prison, you can't go out anywhere. You will use the time for studying something, isn't it? What did Vasudev do in the prison? He decided to study astrology and Samudriya Shastra, the science also associated in a similar way. Samudriya Shastra is this, that there is a science like that. If you see a person, by looking at him, you will be able to see the state of mind of the person and the problems, what he is experiencing in his life, and the difficulties he's going to experience in the near future. All these things, Samudriya Shastram will tell you. It's a science of its own. Vasudev spent his time in the prison when Kamsa locked him up, studying this Samudriya Shastram. You will see all this in the Garga Bhagavadam as well as in the Mahabharatam to some extent mentioned about it. So, what happened was, you know, when you study a new science, what happens? When you see somebody, you will test it first with that person, isn't it? It's natural. Suppose we have studied suppose you learn a new language. Suppose I learn German, and if I meet a German, first thing I'll try my German with him, or French, or whichever language, or Hindi, whatever it may be. So similarly, this Vasudev had this Samudriya Shastram in him, and he wanted to find out that after seeing Nanda Maharaj, he wanted to reveal some unknown things to Nanda Maharaj. He says to him, so the way it is done is, when a person walks in, how he sits, how he moves, which direction he moves, and all these things are an indication of the Samudriya Lakshanam, it is called. The indications of the movement of the body, Samudriya Shastram. So, but if we start doing all that, it will become dangerous because it will create a lot of anxieties in others. So therefore, it's better not to go in that direction. And because once you know that there is danger going to happen, you will never be peaceful, is it not? So what he did was, after seeing Nanda Maharaj, Vasudev told Nanda Maharaj that don't stay long, please go home, back to Gokulam, and he sent him away from there straight away. So Nanda Maharaj thought, why does he ask me to leave? Because Nanda Maharaj has come to see him, to talk and discuss and everything with him. And whereas Vasudev didn't show much interest, instead he was encouraging him to leave as quickly as possible. So that is what you will see there in that verse, 27th verse.
Brother Mama Sudha Kachin Matra Sahabhaval Vraje Tadam Bhavandam Manuano Bhavadbyam Upalalita.
That's that verse. Brother Mama Sudha Kachin. The way Vasudev sent him back is by saying to him, you know, I have one of my sons growing up with you, and Tadam bhavandam manvanam.
But he is thinking that you are his father.
Tadam bhavandam manvanam bhavadvyam ubalalida.
Because you are bringing him up, isn't it? So, the whole thing was very vague at that time. Nanda Maharaj is thinking, Krishna is my son. And this knowledge, this understanding what Nanda Maharaj had about Krishna, when did that change, that he is not my son? When did that happen? After Kamsa was killed. That's when that news, when Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda wasn't there. Nanda Maharaj realized, the child I was bringing up is actually not my child. Up to that point, Krishna kept Nanda Maharaj under the impression that I am his son. Vasudev knew that Krishna is his son. But Vasudev didn't want to say it openly like that, Krishna is my son, Balram is my son. But instead he put it like this, Brother Mama Suta, Kachin Matra Sahabhaval Vraje. That he knew that my son is growing up with you, referring to, is a whole confusion there. Nanda Maharaj is saying, taking that, Balaram is referring to. Vasudev is referring to Balaram. But actually, Vasudev was referring to Krishna. But Nanda Maharaj didn't say anyone, but after all, he's right saying Balaram is his son growing up, like that. Not Rohini's son. You are looking after him and he is growing up seeing, thinking that you are his parents. Vasudev says to them. And he says, so when Vasudev said this, Nanda Maharaj says to Vasudev that I am very happy because I got a son. He is saying, but I heard that you had a baby girl. This news has reached Nanda Maharaj, he says. And I also heard that that baby has flown off in the sky after taking birth. I heard all this, he said. Nanda Maharaj asked this question to Vasudev, is that all true? You have to remember, it is not like today, those days, isn't it? Today we would have flashed the message everywhere, in mobile. But they didn't have, they had different life, even though the distance is 10-12 kilometers from Mathura to Vrindavanam. News didn't pass so fast as today. So, Nanda Maharaj, when he asked this question, Vasudev didn't say anything. He kept quiet. He said, I don't know anything about it, what all happened. He just quietly skipped that conversation. He didn't want to discuss it further because by now Kamsa has changing his nature a little bit. There's a change in Kamsa's nature. And Vasudev was extremely careful that he shouldn't say anything to create any doubt or suspicion in anyone's mind that Krishna, who is growing up with Nanda Maharaj, is his son. And if Kamsa comes to know about that, it could turn up into a big problem. So, Vasudev said to Nanda Maharaj that Kamsa has started changing. He's not that bad anymore. Look at this. He has left us free now. So that means they were not in the prison when Nanda Maharaj went to see Kamsa. They were not in the prison. They were kept in the prison only for a short period of time. Remember when Yogamaya left, told Kamsa that the person who is going to kill you has born elsewhere. There's no point in torturing me or trying to torture their parents. This was Vasudev and Devi. They don't even know anything about it. So as soon as Kamsa heard that, Yogamaya deliberately did that to confuse Kamsa. So because as soon as he heard this from Yogamaya, he thought that Vasudev and Devi is not my problem. They're not doing anything to me. Somewhere else the death threat is going to come from somewhere else. And there's no need to keep Vasudev and Devaki in the prison. So only for a few days, Vasudev and Devaki was kept in the prison. Few days before Krishna's appearance, and after the appearance, they let him go. He let them go. And then, when does he put them back in the prison again? When Srinarada Maharshi comes and tells who Krishna is. That happens at the time when Akrura comes, just before that. by then many demons were killed, and there was some indication to Kamsa that he is somewhere around in Vrindavanam, the person who is going to kill him, and he was getting more affected by that. It was then that, and then he realized that when Narada Maharshi came and told him that this Krishna who is growing up in Vrindavanam is nobody else than Vasudeva and Devaki's children. That's when he felt very annoyed with Vasudeva and Devaki and brought them and put them back in the prison again. And then after Kamsa was killed, Vasudeva and Devaki were released from the prison by Krishna personally. So altogether, Vasudeva and Devaki didn't spend a lot of time in the prison. For a few days here and there, and finally a few months, probably not even that, when Krishna came from Vrindavanam to Mathura, and when Kamsa was killed, immediately he was released. So if you overall look at the Bhagavatam, you can see this important thing, that it is not that as soon as Kamsa came to know that Krishna was appeared to kill him, he didn't lock him up. Now and then, due to this Yogamaya's effect, Yogamaya confused Kamsa so much that he let Vasudeva and Devaki stay outside. Didn't take it seriously. So here, Vasudeva says to Nanda Maharaj, there is a change in Kamsa. He is letting out, he told us to stay outside, don't worry about it. And but still, he is under scrutiny. He is under watch. Not that he is complete. He is not, doesn't have to stay in the prison. But you can say something like, you know, when big people are put in prison, you keep a watch on them. Their movements and all, passport is impounded and all that. That kind of situation. You can't travel anywhere. And you are under close observation by the spies, Kamsa spies. But therefore, he says to Nanda Maharaj, go back to Vrindavanam and look, take care of the children there, because I am seeing so many bad omens from there. And at least let the children grow up there nicely. And I don't know when my prarabdham will finish. When my prarabdham will finish, and I don't know when I will be able to see them again. You can see the heartbreaking mood of Vasudevan in that conversation. His heart is broken. He couldn't see Krishna all these years because of the being away from them. So all he said, all I can do is to pray to Krishna to look after me in my situation. And saying this, he sent Nanda Maharaj back to Vrindavanam. So to Gokulam. So that is why you will see them in that sixth chapter, first verse itself. Nanda Pativacha Shraurer Namrushetu Vichindayan Harim Jagama Sharanam Ulpadagama Shankida. Nandapativaja Shaurer Namashedi Vijindayan Harim Jagama Sharanam Ulpadagama Shankida. The problem is Harim Jagama Sharanam. When Vasudev warned like this to Nanda Maharaj, he started getting worried. What is in waiting? So what did he do? Harim Jagama Sharanam. He took complete shelter of Hari, Mahavishnu, and then he is going back. And he was chanting Hari Sharanam, Hari Sharanam all the way back. Thinking about Vishnu, he going back, hoping that nothing serious will happen in Gokulam. So that day evening, by the time he got there, Putra has been killed and she was lying there on the way. She was lying there. The dead body was lying there. And at that time, he suddenly remembered what Vasudeva said. He thought how correct Vasudeva was in his predictions. So he says, and Vasudeva was concerned about this. Vasudeva was getting confidential information in what was happening in Kamsa's palace. So why did Vasudeva say this to Nanda Maharaj? Because Vasudeva knew that particular day he heard from Vasudeva's people in the palace that Putana was going in this direction to kill the babies. he knew this, and he heard this in the palace assembly, in Kamsa's palace, and daily Putana was coming back from different places and reporting to Kamsa that I have killed so many children in so many areas, different areas, like that. So that particular day, Putana was going to go to Gokulam. So because he was going to Gokulam and Nanda Maharaj is there, Vasudev felt that it's possible that Putana will go and kill Krishna there. And worrying about that, Vasudev mentioned that, but he didn't say all these things to Nanda Maharaj, told him you should go back straight away. And when Nanda Maharaj got there, he saw the situation was that Putana was killed and Putana was lying there. And Putana was on a special bonus. The more children killed, he gets more. She gets more paid for that. So, and every day, Putana used to come back and report how many she has killed into the ministers. And this travel to Nandagobar's Ash village, which is Gokulam, that was told, and Vasudev heard that in the assembly, and that is why he sent Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Baba, straight back to Gokulam. So, when Putana arrived there that evening, it was late in the evening, twilight, sandhya. It is not dark yet, but day is finishing. Day and dark, you can say, during that junction, juncture. So, at that time, Gokulam was beautiful, with all the gopis and the cowherd men, cowherd boys. They were all them were moving around in the village, doing different things. And when Putana arrived there, in Gokulam at that time, Krishna has taken notice of all that, lying there in Yashoda's house. Krishna has noticed all these things, what is happening there. Then she has Vayasya Vrajasala Gaihi. Then there were many children there in the Gokulam who were playing together. Children have that nature. When they are given time together, they will play. That's unavoidable, isn't it? So, when Putana walked in and saw all the children there, Putana's mind is working in the most evil way. And she was looking, who is Krishna? She was trying to find out there. But what they say is, Krishna's Leela Shakti and Icha Shakti. Krishna can turn the mind of anyone, anywhere, anytime. Due to Krishna's influence, Putana was walking straight into Yashoda Devi's house. Yashoda Devi's house. And when she walked in, she had that capacity to change her form. Although she is a Rakshasi, she changed the dress in such a way, she was looking very, very attractive. Very, very attractive. And people all in the village were saying, who is this person walking in so freely and who looks so beautiful? And naturally in the villages, you know what it is like, the nature among the people. If any new person come to your village, everybody will notice, especially all the women. They look through the village windows and everything. It's a bit like our modern day, what do you call it?
Neighborhood
watch, yes. Neighborhood watch. But that neighborhood watch is different than, generally people have a tendency to know who is this person coming to the village and where is he going, which house is he going. Once they have gone, understood that, then they will suss out everything else. What's going to happen? This is the village life, isn't it? Only a few families living together. It's quite natural, it's understandable in small villages. But in London and all, nobody cares who comes, who goes. Nobody knows. But in a small village, this is the nature of the village folks everywhere. So, because people who come from the cities, they have a different nature. Gopis are from the village and they are used to their village way of life. So when suddenly a fashionable person coming well-dressed from the city, naturally all their eyes will fall upon that person. So at that time, gopis were coming home after selling their milk and butter, whatever that was, with their pots on their heads. And some of them were bringing water home for washing, cleaning, cooking, and all other kinds of things. All of these women who are there, they were all shocked by seeing the beauty of Putana, Putana's beauty. And so they were talking to each other. One gopi was saying to another gopi, "Who is this person?" She says, "I don't know. If you know, you tell me who it is." "So why don't you ask her?" one gopi says to other gopi. So this gopi says, "Why don't you ask her? Why are you asking me to ask her?" Like this, they are all feeling a little reservation to ask this to Putana. But Putana, because she was so beautiful, suppose somebody comes to your house who is well-dressed and well-mannered and looks very aristocratic, it's a bit difficult to ask directly, "Who are you?" You can't ask like that, can you? So, therefore, they have their own mechanism of asking that question in a different way to get the information from them. The village people are very experts in all these things. So, our Putana also, she knew this. Her method is like that. She when she walked in, even Yashoda and Rohini could not ask her who she is. They were all shocked to see her beauty and the way she is dressed and the way she acted, as though she is very familiar with everybody. So if somebody comes to you like that, it's a bit difficult, isn't it? Straight away to ask anything directly. You will know, find out in your own way. You have to start a conversation somehow with that person. And in that conversation, you have to find out who that person is, isn't it? So gopis all thought that the way she is walking with full confidence into Yashoda's house looks that probably Yashoda and Rohini may know her before. We don't know who she is, but we will ask Yashoda tomorrow who she is. "Who was your guest last night, who was well dressed and walked in so freely?" So when they were talking about all these things, one gopi who jumped, they had a banyan trees everywhere in those days, and banyan trees, they build this brick all around so people could sit on that and gossip. That is what that is the place for. Everywhere you will find, all over. So we were sitting there. They were saying there that she sat on one of them, one gopi, and says to all of them, "Come here, I'll tell you who she is," he said. "So, do you know who that beautiful lady is?" This gopi is saying to them, "She is actually Mahalakshmi." This was her conclusion. She says to them, "She is actually Mahalakshmi." So, all the other gopis asked her, "How do you know that that is Mahalakshmi?" "I told you that when that baby appeared in Yashoda Devi's house, that he is nobody different than Mahavishnu. Didn't I tell you that? Because of the color. And when Mahavishnu is here, how is Mahalakshmi going to stay there in Vaikuntham? I think Mahalakshmi had come to meet up with Mahavishnu. That's what it is." You will see this in the Gopiya Gita, the first verse itself. Jayati te digam janmana vraja shraidam indira shashvadatrahi deida drishyada dikshutavaga stoida dasavastvam michinvate. Gopis are saying that this vrajam, Vrindavanam, is famous and it's become very auspicious, everything here. Indira, Rukmini Devi or Mahalakshmi has appeared here. So gopis, because there was a big change in their whole material circumstances in Vrindavanam and Gokulam after Krishna's appearance, particularly in Gokulam. Everyone felt happy. Nobody had any shortages, plenty of wealth. Everyone felt blissful and happy with the opulences. So they all more or less concluded that Mahavishnu had come, and now Mahalakshmi had come to see Mahavishnu. That is how they took it. So, Shuka Brahmashri says here that everything that is coming from gopis' hearts is Gopiya Gidam. And even when they were joking something about Krishna,
Even when they were joking something, when they joked each other, even the jokes were all about Krishna. Even the jokes. They couldn't do, when they were gossiping or joking, even that was about Krishna. And glorifying Krishna. This was the situation there. Therefore, what happened? That these gopis are not used to telling lies or anything. They were such simple people. And so, because they spoke about Krishna all the time, everything they spoke was truthful. And Mahavishnu has taken birth in Yashoda's home when they say it's like that. You were all laughing at me, weren't you? This gopi was saying to them. So they were looking at her, but gopi says, are you convinced now that Mahavishnu has born there? Why? Because Mahavishnu came here from Vaikuntham in this form. He is here. And Mahalishmi was getting bored there in Vaikuntham alone. So she has also come. That's all. And you can see that in the 6th chapter verse. Gopis are saying this.
Valgusmida bhanga visarga vikshidai manorharandim vanitam prajogasam amam sadam bhojagarena rubinim gopya shriyam drashto ivagadam patim. Gopya Shriyam Drashto Ivagadam Patim.
The wife has come to see the husband.
Shriyam Drashto Ivagadam Patim.
This is the conversation among the gopis. When they saw Putana, one gopi is saying to others that it is nobody else than Gopya Shriyam Drashto Ivagadam Patim. That's what that verse is saying that. So, gopis are having a conversation like this. So, and did you not see her, the lotus flower in her hand? She's coming to see the husband. And it's nobody else than Mahalakshmi. Let her go. And she will see there her husband is lying there like a baby. Like a baby. And she's going to see him there. And hearing all these things, our Putana is walking into the house. All this is happening same time. Putana is so beautiful, she is walking towards the house and gopis are observing who she is, seeing her beauty and all that. This conversation is going on among the gopis. And why Shukla Brahmarshi is mentioning this is how Putana was very careful not to give any impression to any of the gopis there about her intentions. About her intentions. And so, another thing, what point is indicating there is, even somebody who is very demoniac, like Putana, if she is going to see Krishna, Krishna's devotees will honor them. Because they are going to see Krishna. A person like Putana, even though she is going to see Krishna, because she is going to see Krishna, even though she is demoniac, pure devotees of Krishna will honor them still. Will still honor them. And that is what we have to see in this. From the behavior of the gopis. That gopis' good heart, because they are going to see Krishna, gopis didn't know who it is, but they saw her as a good person, rather than seeing the bad side of Putana. Bad side of Putana. Which means that if you have to serve Krishna, even if you are a demon, if you are serving Krishna, you will reach the highest goal one day. That is that the nature of Krishna. That is the point trying to bring it out here. That Krishna, this is why we say Krishna is Nirguna Brahman, isn't it? Three modes doesn't have any effect there on Krishna. So, Putana is going there with a bad motive, bad intention to kill Krishna. But the result is that she is getting glorified even by the local gopis, isn't it? So, Putana gets in and starts, by now she has got inside the house. Yashoda and Rohini were there. It was Sandhya time, evening late hours. And before Yashoda and Rohini could say anything, because of that appearance of Podana's beauty and that behavior, everything, they couldn't ask anything. And they were thinking, talking to each other, Yashoda thinking to Rohini that what should we ask her, who she is. Because several people were coming to see Krishna those days. Rishis were coming. Great sages were coming. That is easy to recognize, all with big white beard and all that. So that was not difficult. Even Lord Shiva had come few times to visit Krishna. And there's a lot of visitors that at time. It's the first time they're getting a visitor like this. And they just didn't know how to start the conversation with him. Before they could start the conversation, Pudana gone in, took the baby. Pudana has identified who she is looking for. Took the baby and put him on the lap. It's 11 o'clock. We'll stop now. We'll continue in a week after next on Saturday. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories.